participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. That's right.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
So far?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Seika and all the ships at sea. Hey, with or without lubricant, they're still two of the best jerks around. Don Geronimo, Marco Mera.
How can I not have a great morning when I'm sweating with Ken Stevens?
You know, I know you like going right up till showtime with Ken Stevens, and that's what you did today.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode.
Let me fix my mouth.
New episode on this Wednesday, April 24.
Right.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., WJFK 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW 877-692-1027. Here he is, the guy who gives me these drugs, and they're just not cutting it, Buzz.
Not as good as the usual, huh?
Now, the Claritin, should I be doubling up on the dose of the Claritin you've given me?
No, you should take one every 12 hours, I think.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, no, that should do it. Have you had a doctor look at your throat? Maybe you should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everything's fine, right?
Oh, what do you think, like throat cancer?
No. I'm just...
I don't have throat cancer, Rob.
God forbid.
I just want to make sure you're getting the right kind of medical attention.
Dr. Bombay.
He bent you over.
Dr. Bombay. How do you know? I said to him, well, I thought this was to find out if I have allergies. And he said, just bend over.
Find him finger.
And I'll tell you what's going on.
You know, the pollen today, I mean, right here in New York City, is just unbelievable.
And maybe it's the concentration of stuff in this building. All I know is that, or maybe it's the fact that I've just been in a 90-minute meeting with Ken.
Yeah, that'll make your voice go.
All I know is that when I was coming in today, I was on the phone saying, wow, my voice is just absolutely incredible. Uh-huh. Feels like the old days.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I get in this building,
it goes.
It starts.
Yeah.
And then I'm behind the closed doors with Ken.
Well, my voice is a little raspy.
For 90 minutes, and it goes even further.
My voice is a little raspy today, too, but I think that's more a lifestyle issue.
That could be. Now, Don, is the phlegm, is it clear, is it green, or is it red?
Well, Buzz, let's ask, speaking of clear, green, or red.
Oh, dear.
Buzz, yes. Did you do your homework last night?
I did my homework. I did the great experiment
last
night.
You did your J.O. Taint homework?
I did, yes.
And, well, what happened, Buzz?
I proclaim it a vast success.
Oh, God, that's so disgusting.
Now, is it still in you?
Yes, it is. I'm going to throw up. I got the music in me. I am going to throw up right now.
As Kiki D went saying.
Exactly.
So last night you J-O'd using your taint, using the taint method.
Applying pressure there.
And the thermometer never burst.
That's correct. Yes.
And now it still is inside you.
Why, yes, it is.
Okay.
I can't believe you were my wingman last night.
When do you plan...
A darn good one.
When do you plan... When do you plan to open the faucet?
Oh, I don't know. What time is it now? Sometime today would be nice.
Sometime today.
God.
God, that's gross. I'll wash afterwards.
So you actually, you did it?
Yeah.
Now, did you have the sensation...
Yes.
...last night...
Yes.
...when you were J-O-ing and you were using the taint method... Did you have the sensation of having the explosion without having the explosion?
Yes, exactly. That's the great thing about this technique.
You did?
Yeah. I can't get by. I can't get by picturing you. Don't picture it. Please. Doing this two-handed maneuver.
Rather you didn't picture it.
Speaking of doctors, I will tell you that I did receive an email.
A physician sent you an email?
Yes. Now, as you know, I only have one functioning kidney.
Yes.
And I got an email last night from my kidney specialist.
Oh, really?
And I want to say hello to Dr. Walters, who wrote me saying he was listening to the show.
Right.
And the procedure that Buzz and others were describing is, in his opinion, dangerous because the goo goes back into your kidney.
There you go.
And goes back into your urinary tract. And that he would not recommend it. It was just for me.
Right.
Saying
right.
For me.
Probably for anybody, though.
Well, it was, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know how stupid.
No, I don't think it's just because Don has one kidney. I think really, you know, as those callers were saying, that's what happens. Yeah. And it's probably not good. It's not natural.
The medical community seems to be divided on this issue, and some doctors say it's dangerous or harmful, and some doctors say it isn't.
You great researcher, yeah.
I'm not sure I'd do it if I had 15 kidneys. I mean, it's not right.
My doctor, Dr. Walters, my kidney doctor, he wrote me the email
that you really shouldn't do it.
Right. And saying, listen, regardless, I don't know if what I heard on the show today was kidding or real, but I've heard about this procedure, and
they'll kill that.
No, they won't kill that. You can say that.
Can you?
You're Jay back.
Come on now.
Inside your kidney.
It goes right back in your kidney.
In your urinary tract. And my doctor wrote to me to make sure that I didn't try that thing, especially with one kidney.
Right.
That could be a recipe for disaster.
Oh, everybody doesn't like something, but nobody doesn't like shooting.
Well, you wouldn't want to do it all the time, but what do you think happens to a guy who's had a vasectomy? Where do you think it goes then? Same thing.
You know what? You know what's going to go is the contents of my stomach into this trash can. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, Buzz, thank you for... And that's my way of introducing Buzz today.
Wow.
That the Claritin doesn't seem to be working, but you did come through on your... no pun intended.
This is my party buddy right
on here. On your homework assignment.
No, thank you.
So you went out with Mike last night?
Yes, may I take this grand opportunity to thank... the fabulous staff and management of Hogs and Heifers.
Amen.
Yeah. And you freaking tourists.
And the Port Authority Police Department.
Yes.
And the little shindig that Buzz and I were allowed to crash.
We crashed a private party.
A private party for the Port Authority Police Department and had a gay old time.
A great old time.
Yeah, sorry.
Gay old time.
It was wonderful and, you know. I especially like the woman dancing on the bar with fire.
With the fire, yeah. That was
very,
great.
Very, a good sign. A good time was what's that?
You too.
Women in looking at each other ruefully.
Barmaids in low-rise jeans and halter tops dancing on the bar and setting the bar on fire and spreading fire.
And Don?
Yes.
I was a tourist, but now I'm a regular.
Well, there is a picture that I didn't think I'd ever see.
Right.
Mike and Buzz out together.
Oh, it was a great time.
On the town.
I got one of these days I'll get you down there. It's a wonderful hang.
It's where they made the movie A Coyote Ugly, and just outside last night they were filming the Robert De Niro sequel, Analyze That.
Yeah, well, you went out for a while. Oh, I don't know why. And then came back in, and you told me.
I wonder why.
You told me
some air. The unexplained absences of buzz.
Me, I'm just like a piece of moss. I sit there on that bar stool and into the corner. Yeah, put me in the corner, and I'm fine. I'm fine. But it was wonderful, and I believe they're all new Port Authority police officers.
Yeah, they graduate Friday.
Celebrating their graduation and having a fantastic time. And, you know, we've met these guys before, Port Authority cops down at the bowling alley, and we had a great time. It was fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
You did. Wonderful.
It was cool.
I was sitting at home reading an email from my doctor, watching Frasier.
Right, right.
Talking to my wife on the phone, saying that, you know, she went out to eat with Rob's wife and Buzz's wife last night.
I didn't have a conversation with my wife last night.
And Buzz, I would just like to say on behalf of those of us who have marriages, thanks for making a Mike. No, you're going to like this.
Okay.
Thanks for making us look bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When
bad timing.
Marcia shows up last night, and the first thing she says, it's my wife and Rob's wife and Buzz's wife. Mm-hmm. She sits down and she says, "Oh, that Buzz. He sent me flowers at work today."
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Thanks, Buzz.
Yeah, sorry. Anniversary?
Sorry about that. Nope.
Special occasion?
Just wanted to say hi.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, right. F you, Buzz.
Mrs. Spiewak hasn't gotten flowers since the station ran out of trays.
She got a hug from FTD.
I think the last time, seriously. No, I take it back. I gave my wife flowers when we had a giant fight a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to break your heart right now.
Yeah.
If we're talking flowers.
Yeah.
When I went on vacation, and it was the first time I had vacationed by myself because of the current circumstances. Mm-hmm. This is sad. I feel pathetic about myself just telling this story. I sent my wife flowers every day that I was on vacation.
Wow.
In a last ditch, desperation effort to save. And it's still, you know,
didn't work.
As a matter of fact, got her mad like the fourth day.
Oh, no.
It's like, will you please stop? That was really the response.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Well, it's the truth, though. I mean,
moderation, I suppose.
Go ahead, laugh at me. I don't care. I mean, it's beyond that. You know what I mean? It's beyond. My pain. My pain is gone.
We're not laughing.
I am simply a numb man right now.
Sorry. The numb man.
The numb man.
Tantalizing ball action.
Yeah.
Tonight, your fighting gutter balls make our return to Chelsea Piers as we will bowl a team of listeners, Team Nogarelli.
Go Balls!
Yeah, our big balls will hit the lanes at 7:30 tonight at Chelsea Piers. If you miss it, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
Now I
swear to God.
I originally thought Nogarelli was Nogarelli was supposed to be, kind of friends of ours, but no, it's
Nogarelli, not Nogarelli. It's Nogarelli.
Quite the opposite of friends of ours. I believe they're basing this on a character from Greece.
Greece 2.
Okay. Greece 2.
I'm told.
Yeah. So who knows what to expect? Nobody knows anything about this team. We haven't heard from them.
Nogarelli.
A
troop of dancers.
Nogarelli. That's what's happening there.
Come on down.
Let's see. Okay, I got the ratings here for D.C.
Oh.
The winter ratings came out. And we do have to say to our great listeners in Washington, D.C., God bless you. Thank you. You support the show. You, you really did a number for us this time. These are the winter ratings.
All right.
Okay, so this is January, February, and March.
Very good.
And our time slot, let's see.
This is unexplored territory for us, being on in the midday in Washington. Very, very exciting.
Now, let me see. We moved, 12 plus. Okay. Last book, we were in fourth place.
Okay.
Keep in mind when we took over, it was 12th place.
Right, 12th place.
12th place to fourth place, so we're still in fourth place.
So we stayed in fourth place.
With a 5.0.
Okay.
However, let's go through some of these men 18 plus.
Okay.
How would you like an 8.3 number one rating?
There we go.
Whoa. Men 18 to 49, a 12.3, a number one rating.
Number one.
Yeah. Men 25 to 54, a 9.6, number one rating.
Very good.
In your money demo.
Money.
Adults 25 to 54.
Everybody.
Men and women.
Mm-hmm.
5.8, that's up.
Mm-hmm.
Up to second place.
There we are, and we are just a nun's pube, a hurly curly away from.
I like that we're a hurly curly away from number one,
from the soft rock station.
There we go.
Okay, station that everybody can agree on, even the boss.
That's fantastic. Must have had a good match.
So we want to thank everybody, and the 18 to 34 numbers. Hold on, let's see, adults 18 to 34. 5.9 to 8.0.
Ooh.
I like that.
That's good.
Let me see what else I got here. 25-54. I gave you that one, right?
Okay. Right.
18 to 34, I gave you that. Men 18 plus, I gave you that. That's 5.9 to 8.3. Men 18 to 49, 7.9 to 12.3.
Wow. Squisita.
Men 25 to 54. From a 6.8 to an 8.5.
Man, this is fantastic news. I'm excited about
this. I take it back. That was someone else's ratings.
Oh, no. Well,
congratulations to them. Are we better?
5.9 to 9.6.
Aye, there we go. That's the kind of mistake I like.
Even better.
Much better. So, listen, thank you once again. Washington, D.C., beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful ratings.
Wonderful.
You know what? We can try harder.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd like to see, frankly, the number ones across the board.
We can try harder, and you can try harder.
Right. We really work very hard here, providing for our families, and I wish that everybody else that's listening would do the same.
Hey, Lisa, can you instant message me? I know it's just the beauty pageant, but can you find out the three stations that are ahead of us, 12 plus?
Because it might be time to target them.
Yeah, but you know, for years we loved the fact that we could say number one Arbitron rated on the show because in D.C.,
yes,
among all radio shows in the afternoon, the show was number one overall.
Very good.
Well, now, and we don't lie to you. We're number one in all these demographics, and the station is very happy.
We like to be number one in the beauty contest, which usually takes the longest amount of time, and that's where we'd like to be, where we had been for quite some time.
I mean, they're back there popping champagne corks today.
Yeah, they're very happy.
Cool. These great ratings, and the good ratings from Philadelphia.
Because really what we did was, we took S and turned it into pudding.
Delicious pudding.
Right, delicious butterscotch pudding.
Who doesn't like pudding? And if it looks like butterscotch, see a doctor.
So, I want to thank you for listening very much.
And with your behavior, I'm sure it's going to start looking like butterscotch sooner than later.
All right, so let's see. We have a 5.0.
Butterscotch.
Number one is WMMJ. Okay. That's a colored station.
Jeez,
5.8.
That's their official sound.
Yeah,
their
right.
Official.
That's their slogan.
Number two is WPGC.
Mm-hmm.
That's a colored station.
Stop.
That's 5.5.
God.
And well, now how could this be? Number three is
don't say it.
Kathy Whiteside.
No, that big fat hog.
On Oldies 100.
I hate her.
Really.
5.4.
Well, you know what it means. Just a matter of time.
Right.
Absolutely.
So keep playing those 20 records, Kathy.
We're number two white. Number two white in our time slot.
Yeah, we'll have to get her fatter. That's my secret plan.
Anyway, thank you very much. I'm goofing here. These are fantastic ratings, and
Did you dress up because of the ratings today? I mean, you look very...
No, I dressed up because of... the other thing.
That's not
allowed to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, okay, all right.
The other great thing that's happening on the show.
You know the one thing I didn't ask you?
Yeah.
The percentage of this happening.
99.99999.
I can go ahead.
Niner.
I can go ahead and get really excited.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Good things happening on the show.
Oh, do we have some good stuff coming up.
Thanks to the good people at CBS. And thank you, guys, for listening to the show every day and supporting the show every day.
Cool.
And thank you for admitting to the ratings company that you listen. Another great ratings book. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
And enough with that. Now, on with today's show. Christ, I don't know. We got so much to get to today. I've got something about BMs. I've got something about sex for sale. I don't know if we should talk about the craziest mom contest.
Well, we need to get those mommies in here on Friday.
Now, we can't move the craziest mom contest to next week. We don't have to. We're not locked into doing that Friday.
Well, I want to do it Friday. I want the crazy New York mommies going to be in here.
We can move the craziest mom contest anytime we want.
You know what I'm disturbed by? Are we getting, we haven't spoken with anyone yet who's planning to bring their crazy mother down here. And that's what I'm a little worried about.
We've not really sold it.
Yeah.
And, hold on. My brother is on the hotline.
Yeah. Jim?
Put him on the line. Let's talk to my brother, Jim. Hey, hey, dude.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Here he is, everybody. Wow. My real-life Earth Dog brother, Jim. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you sound like you're pretty charged up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm charged up.
Where are ye at?
Brookfield, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee, doing my route.
Doing your route. When you're out?
Delivering candy and popcorn.
Yum.
Delivering candy and popcorn. What kind of rig are ye driving today?
Oh, I'm embarrassed. It's an Isuzu.
An Isuzu?
Wait a minute. Yeah. You're not driving?
It's a straight truck.
Like a straight truck? What's a straight truck? The opposite of a gay truck?
No, it's just a little bitty truck, you know, but it's a 20-foot long truck.
I thought that you were an 18-wheeler.
No.
Boy,
no, I'm not doing that anymore, not right now.
So now you're a simple delivery man then?
Yeah.
And you're delivering?
Yeah, I do 60 stops a week for Blockbuster videos.
Wow. So you deliver candy and popcorn?
Yeah.
And it's the Blockbuster. What's on the side of your truck?
It says CCSI.
CCSI, which stands for?
Continental Concession.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
And they're out of New York.
This would now be another career change.
Right.
For my brother, who has now officially gone from being an elk guide hunter.
To showbiz.
Now, how is he in showbiz?
He delivers to Blockbuster Video. So he's in show business now.
To being an over-the-long-haul 18-wheel truck driver.
Right. You mentioned elk guide.
Yes. Now he is a candy deliverer.
Right.
Yeah, the candy man.
And a certified ladies man.
Blockbuster Video.
It's not really a career change. I'm still a low-life truck driver.
But do you have to haul the popcorn and candy out of the truck?
Yeah, out of the truck, into the store, and go through the bill of lading with them and all that.
Can't you get one of those little pimply kids in a blue button-down to get it off your truck for you?
No, they won't hire anybody for that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Jimmy.
What?
The last letter we got?
Yeah?
From you-know-who?
Yeah.
Damn, was it dirty.
Dirty?
It was real dirty.
Sexual dirty?
Yeah, you know. You know, from your girlfriend. Or your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
It was real dirty.
I thought I told you just to throw them away or send them back.
No, you told us we could open them up.
Yeah, don't read them on the air, though.
I promise. Now, guys, did I read them on the air?
No.
I did not read them on the air.
No, you never read them on the air. He just told us some of the highlights.
But suffice to say, she cannot picture.
She likes your thing, man.
She cannot picture another woman S-ing your D.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, man, when you got it, you got it.
Candyman can.
And she really wants you to F her. With your big C.
Wow.
And what was some of the other stuff?
Man, see, I didn't get that part. That's a new one.
You know, actually, Jimmy, Fried and I were fighting about the letter when it came a couple of weeks ago, if you pardon the pun, in the mail, because she came up from the mailbox and she said, "Look what I've got. Another letter from that girl who doesn't know where your brother is." And we actually...
Oh, man, she's called my real mom in Atlanta. She's called my ex-wife. The other day, she stopped over at my ex-wife's parents.
Wow. Well, she's nutty for you. And, you know, Frieda and I are loving the fact that she doesn't know where you are, so she's sending letters to our house because the letters are goddamn dirty.
Yeah, well, see, I told her to get her off of my back so she wouldn't hassle me. I told her I was coming out the Frito load off of you for a while.
Well, it was the third or fourth one we've got, and we really love it. What do you think she likes best about you? The fact that this girl
is C,
who won't let you? Well, probably
receiving.
Can
and giving.
I say that?
No, you can just say oral. You can't say the other word after it.
Receiving or giving?
Oh, okay. She likes it, both of them.
Which do you think she likes more?
Receiving? No, I'd say giving.
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 Gotta like a woman like that.
Sure. Yes, you do.
without getting specific, have you got yourself a new piece of ass in Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah, for the last 6-7 months.
There you go.
Good man.
I mean, it's
today,
amazing.
You know what the kicker of that is?
What?
Today is her birthday, and she gave me her credit card to go buy her some jewelry.
That's so
wow! Nice.
Isn't that wonderful? do you get to keep any candy that's on the truck?
If a case happens to break open, yeah.
What are you gonna do?
So what are you gonna buy her with her credit card?
I was thinking about a $1,500 diamond ring.
Wow! That wouldn't be an engagement ring, would it?
I'm calling it a friendship ring.
A friendship ring.
Way to go. 14 karat wallet chain.
Now listen, is this new girl in Milwaukee, is she rich?
She's well off.
Yeah.
She's well off.
Jimmy.
Golden boy.
Jimmy, how'd you do that? Let me get a pen.
You know what?
I met her in Milwaukee one day when I was delivering a load up there. And,
so to speak. I bet you were.
And I went into a Wendy's for lunch, and she was there, and we just started talking. And one thing led to another.
You know what you are, man? You're a kept man. You're like a gigolo.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're living a lifestyle that guys dream about.
Really?
You're with a girl. Well, imagine that. You're banging her, you're delivering candy, and she is giving you her credit card to go out and buy her a birthday gift today.
Incredible.
She even gave me her credit card here a couple months ago and let me buy a $1,700 telescope.
So you say she's got a lot of money. Was she working at the Wendy's?
No.
Wait a minute.
She works for the county.
What do you need with a $1,700 telescope?
Hey, man, I'm into astronomy.
Really?
Oh, come on. Hey,
do you know that? You know all the formations and stuff?
You mean constellations?
Constellations?
Wow. Listen to this.
You're
a man whore. Name the planets to me.
There's Pluto, Mercury, Venus.
How about Jupiter,
Saturn, the moon, sun?
How about the constellation?
Oh, I'd have to get my star charts out.
You don't know any off the top of your head, any constellations?
Oh, there's Taurus, there's Cancer, there's a lot of them.
There's Jimmy's penis.
Too many to mention right now.
There's Jimmy's penis.
Jimmy's penis. So,
I cannot believe this. You are like in that movie... In that movie, American Gigolo?
Yeah.
Hold on, I thought this was Call Me.
It should be.
The long version.
It's the disco remix.
I gotcha.
Oh, my God, that was scary.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie with Richard Gere called,
American Gigolo.
American Gigolo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you, man.
Oh.
Call
Me. I'm going to hit her up for a new caddy here pretty soon.
You gonna get a new Cadillac?
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
Man, he's such a C-smith.
Well, mine's an 85. I need at least a 98 Eldorado.
Look for the Cadillac full of popcorn.
And Reese's peanut butter cup condoms.
Who is the celebrity that your new girlfriend most resembles?
Is it Estelle Getty?
No.
Who is the celebrity she most resembles?
Oh, geez, I haven't even thought about that.
Well, describe her to us.
She's got long blonde hair. Real shapely ass.
Hey, hold on a second. Can I just congratulate Blondie on the worst disco mix I've ever heard?
We can't find the other version.
It's horrible. They just started singing the real song, but it's terrible.
We don't have the real version to Call Me Here, Mike.
Great for dancing.
It's the best we can do.
You.
All right.
With the phone key.
All right. So she's got a real shapely ass.
Yeah.
What about her?
She has nice, firm breasts.
And how big are they?
Oh, about like 36D.
What?
36D, wow.
So they're huge.
They're not huge, but they're good.
How's her face?
Very pretty.
Very pretty.
How old is she?
Yes.
May I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
How about her teeth?
Her teeth?
How does she have all of her teeth?
Oh, yeah. She's got real white, beautiful teeth.
Wonderful.
Really? Really? And she's rich?
I'm sitting in a jar.
I wouldn't say she's rich. She's well off.
Uh-huh. She's well off. Goddamn
you. Yeah, we're thinking about maybe one for like a long weekend later this summer. We're going to fly out there to you.
On your own dime?
On her dime, right? I welcome that. Come on out. Bring her out.
Have you met her parents?
I met her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad lives out in California.
Ah. I can't believe this. My brother's hooked up with a rich broad from Milwaukee.
Man, oh man. Who'd have thunk it?
Well, let's see how much you know about current events. This is the last thing I always enjoy quizzing you on, Jimmy.
Okay.
Can you tell me the Hollywood star who was arrested this week? Robert Blake, okay.
Very good. You know what? You're reading more, aren't you?
He's one for one.
Yeah, I watch Fox and Friends News in the morning.
There you go.
Fox and Friends.
That's what I do.
With Steve Ducey.
Isn't that what it's called? Fox and Friends?
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that Edie. She's pretty hot, too.
Can you tell me?
Well, maybe you can do her.
Can you tell me the star of the number one movie in America, The Scorpion King?
The Rock.
The Rock.
Wow. He's just blazing a trail.
Yeah.
All right, here's...
What am I getting for a prize if I get them all right?
Who is the leader in the Middle East, the Palestinian leader that's holed up in his own headquarters now?
Is it Arafat?
There he is. Yeah. Boy, oh boy!
God damn.
I didn't think you'd get that one.
Can you tell me, Jimmy, the team that won the NCAA basketball championship?
No, I can't. Ask me about who won the NASCAR race last week in Australia.
It was Maryland. All right, who won NASCAR last week?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
And
Michael Waltrip came in second.
Wow. That was
Jeff
one.
Jeff Gordon came in eighth.
That was one hell of a wreck, wasn't it?
You know what I just remembered?
That was awesome.
You know what's sitting in my garage that I haven't brought in yet?
What?
I got it.
Oh, the statue?
I have the statue.
Oh, the statue of Dale Earnhardt?
When we get back home, I'm going to bring you the statue of Dale Earnhardt. Hey, Jimmy.
What?
I bought a $190 statue of Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Did you?
Yeah.
The dead one.
That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Got it at the convenience store. It said, don't touch.
is it a decanter, Mike, or is it just a statue?
Just a statue.
Just a statue.
Oh, a statue.
Statue.
It's a beautiful statue.
Figure eye?
Yeah, I think it's hand-painted.
All right, now listen, here's one that even I don't know the answer to, although I know this woman's face.
Uh-huh.
Who is the member of George Bush's cabinet who just resigned her position to go back and live with her family in Texas? If you pull this one out, I'll give you $1,000.
You don't have to use the real name. You could just go beautiful.
Sexy.
Sexy.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know her name either.
Karen Hughes.
Karen Hughes, okay.
Karen Hughes, that's it. Okay, let me see.
Karen
Beautiful Hughes.
Let me see. Oh, Jimmy, can you name the star of the movie Arthur, who recently died?
What's his face? I know who he is, that little short dude.
Come on, you can do it, Jimmy. Try hard. He's British.
I can't remember his name.
Dudley Moore. Okay, I got one
Dudley
more for
Moore,
you.
Yeah.
Softball. Can you name the pop couple that just broke up?
The pop
music couple that just broke up.
So not John Pop.
No.
Pop music.
I know who just got married, though.
Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
Who just got married?
Oh, okay, yeah. Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson.
That's right. There you go.
And what disease does Pam Anderson have?
Not herpes, that other one.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
But what's
hepatitis.
The one? Hepatitis.
There it is.
Wow. I think you should get partial credit on the herpes.
I agree.
I do too.
I think you should get full credit.
All I know is that. Ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, you got a new man on the phone here.
Yeah. You've heard my brother on this show go through many different phases in his life, the seasons of a man's life.
Right.
Today, you're hearing my brother at the absolute top of the mountain.
Fantastic.
Listen to how happy he is. He's delivering candy. He's got a hot girlfriend, a hot piece of ass who's a...
Hey, you know what? I'm home every night having sex and steak, too.
Sex and steak.
That's what
instead of being out on the road all
he's
week.
He's home having sex and steak.
He's having great sex and free Twizzlers.
I hear you.
Well, Jimmy, I'm very happy for you.
Good deal.
I'm very happy for you. Do you have any parting words of wisdom for those listening to us across America?
Find that rich broad.
Find that rich broad.
Would there be a message you would have for her today in case she was tuned in?
Love ya.
Love ya. There he is, a happy man.
All right, man.
We can't get you guys in Milwaukee area.
I thought we were on. Jimmy, we're on in Milwaukee.
No, oh, you're not.
Yes, we are.
Do you know, what dial position?
No.
Are we really on in Milwaukee?
No. It's WLU something.
Lucky.
I don't know. Trying to hit
the what's the number on the dial?
Hey, Jimmy, I don't know.
Are we on AM or FM?
Do you think?
I don't know. Come on, this is a current affairs or current events thing. Come on.
Probably. I don't know. Jimmy, I don't know.
Well, have your assistant or something put me on hold and get back with me real quick.
Yeah, that's
I'm
fair.
Up here. I want to listen to you.
All right, you got it. Okay.
I listened to Buzz talking about that guy the other day when I was close to Madison about the guy that was getting a wart or something removed from his ass and it
caught his
things on fire. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. All right. Glad you liked it. Yeah. Listen to my brother. Listen to what a mover and a shaker my brother.
Incredible. Top of the world.
All right, dude. Well, keep both hands at 10 to 2 o'clock.
Right.
And observe all local state speeding laws.
Don't break too many of those cartons of candy.
Put your assistant on.
All right, I'll put my assistant on for God's sake.
Job.
All right, I love you.
Come on, the sex and the steak is waiting.
Man, I can't believe your brother's doing so much better than I am. Buzz, get that window for me, will you?
Joe is my assistant. Oh, no, don't let him talk to Joe.
Because I think it's about time I hurl myself out.
No. Don't give up. Your day's coming, Mike.
Okay,
bowling tonight.
Yeah, we have bowling tonight.
There's my real-life brother, Jim.
How happy he is.
Never heard him happier.
Top of the world.
Never heard him happier.
Jesus. Goes around, comes around.
Delivering candy to Blockbuster Video.
Right. That's cool.
Got himself a hot piece of ass from Milwaukee.
I used to pity him a little bit. Now I only pity the man on the mirror bus. Every day. You'll get past this, Mike. I know I will. Every single day. You know what I'm going to say when I wake up tomorrow morning and I'm having my conversation with myself?
Yeah. What?
We're saying, man, Jimmy's doing better than you are. There you go. Maybe I might start delivering candy on the weekend. There you go.
You might want to look at that mirror and say, how can I, Mike O'Mara, be more like Jimmy Source?
Well, you know.
How can I turn it around like Jim Source has turned it around?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about maybe visiting some nursing homes up here in New York.
Even better, why don't you just get a one-way ticket to Milwaukee? And the picking is easy.
How can I be a single, successful guy like
Jim?
Like Jimmy.
James Source.
Like Jimmy.
Maybe I'll just have to retrace his path.
Christ.
I'll become an elk guide, and I'll work in a porno bookstore.
Don't forget when he worked at Knott's Berry Farm, and he got fired because he refused to shave off his beard.
I ain't taking off this facial hair.
He's a man of principles.
God, I love that guy.
Man, I'm going to buy a telescope.
Telescope for ye!
A telescope.
So you can look at planets like the moon and the sun.
The moon, the sun.
Hey, come on, watch it, guys.
Sorry, just kidding.
Okay.
Hey, he's a lucky man.
Okay, watch.
He is your brother.
Just watch it.
He is your brother. I'm not putting your brother down. No way. I'm not. I'm serious.
There's jealousy there.
There's goddamn jealousy there.
All around.
GDJ.
My God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the ratings in D.C., right?
Hold on, is this the...
why don't you talk about the ratings in New York?
I'm so tired of this
the
guy.
The effing faggot guy.
Every day, you're obsessed. You're obsessed. Nah, you know go away.
It's the effing faggot guy.
F you.
And we talked about our ratings in New York.
Yes,
we
did. Banned.
We talked about our ratings in New York. We talked about our ratings in Philly. We talked about our ratings in D.C.
Right.
We talk about our ratings everywhere.
Bingo.
And for a guy who says he doesn't listen to this show.
He calls every day.
That guy calls every day. That was the effing faggot guy. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could get Don and Mike to repeat that release technique they spoke about yesterday.
Oh, no, that's Buzz's technique.
It's Buzz's technique. Don and I are not going to be trying that.
And my doctor suggested I don't do that.
And my doctor in my head suggested I don't do that.
The man in the mirror.
That's why you got to listen every second of every day, my friend.
You can find
more. I listen constantly. I just wasn't on yesterday.
There are books and internet sites that'll tell you more.
All right, thank you.
Read all
about it. What's the internet site address?
Oh, come on, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Listen, just do what Buzz does. Just I'll play with your Duke
while you're
getting your jerk on, and it stops the stuff from coming out.
Your taint.
In a nutshell,
not
that's
your
it,
Duke.
Right, Duke?
Not your Duke.
Oh, that's it.
Or you can learn to control it hands free.
What do you mean?
How the hell are you doing
that?
I'm doing the exercises right now.
Oh, you gross. God, you gross.
That is so disgusting.
You mean you're moving your D around right now?
No. Well, somewhat, but that's not.
That's like you're doing the thing that pregnant ladies do.
Kegel exercises?
Legal. Everybody should do those.
What are you doing? Are you doing sphincter exercises or what?
No, it's a,
I am right now.
It's the muscle. It's the muscle. It's the muscle you use. You one might more. Use to stop urination, for example, if you needed to for some reason.
Yeah.
If you practice using that muscle,
yeah,
not only,
it's working.
Not only will you not become incontinent,
it's working right now.
Later in life, right. But you have more control over your.
What about later in life? What's that do?
It prevents incontinence.
Yeah.
Hello.
Fun.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I want to tell you.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's all do it.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Joe and George from Team Nagarelli.
Joe and George. Oh,
hey,
oh,
hey,
how
are you guys doing? What's up, guys?
Hey, you're the guys who are bowling tonight at Chelsea Pier.
Yeah, finally. Right. Finally, finally.
Right.
We have another guy on hold, too. His name is Pete, but I don't know if...
Hi.
All right. Well, let me see if I can conference you guys together.
Okay.
Let me see. That's line 4 and line 7. Joe and Pete, are you both there?
Joe, Pete, and George.
You got me?
All right, so we got three members of Team Nagarelli.
Right here.
Why is your bowling team named after somebody from Greece, too?
Because we're a fan of obscure movie references, and also a few of us are theater students, so...
Are you gay?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because,
you know,
yeah, we know.
Well, Greece just, you know, strikes me as like, you know, you get that whole Rosie O'Donnell thing out.
And their theater students.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, like Greece, too. You know, like, that's something different.
Are you actors?
Two of us are.
Really?
Yeah. We're writers and producers and some actors.
Are you going to bring some hottie babes with you?
Yes, yeah, we are. Tons of them.
Tons?
I predict we're going to kill these guys.
Rob's shaking his head. No, Rob.
You guys have no chance.
What do you mean we have no chance?
No chance. Some of us wanted to go professional, but the politics was, you know, the bowling just, you know, just brings us down. So we
also have a few non-theater students, so, you know, like, they're all ringers. So,
I think it's going to be a good night tonight.
All right, we'll see you
guys. It's going to be a lot of fun.
See you guys at Chelsea Pierce at 7:30. Thank you, my friend.
Fantastic.
Those guys are FOS. We are going to kick their ass.
I think so.
And if you want to come out and say hi, we'll be at Chelsea Piers starting at 7:30 tonight. Right here in New York, right in Manhattan. Come by. We'd love to have a drink with you, have a smoke with you, sit down.
Junior, Mommy.
Chew the fat.
Think Junior and Mom are going to come out tonight?
I hope not. That's
going to
be truly awkward.
That's the first time she came.
That is going to be a truly awkward situation if that kid comes down with his mom tonight.
To the bowling alley, yes.
That's really going to be a bad situation.
You think he'll bring her?
God damn, I hope not.
Think the guy with the signs is going to be there? We got some serious, you know, for our lowly rated program here in New York City, I'll tell you, we got some regulars. We got some real regulars.
The homeless guy will be there.
Oh, he'll be there with, like, you know, 500 things hanging around his neck.
The 400-pound guy will be there.
Right, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I'm calling up, long-time listener.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to say I'm a little bit upset with you guys.
Why?
Because you guys are major procrastinators. I remember back in December you started talking about you're going to finish rating these women, and it's like middle of spring here, and you haven't done it.
I really have to say, this gentleman has a legitimate gripe.
You are absolutely.
I mean,
you are right to chastise us for this.
I mean, Nikki Zering is going to be like 80 years old by the time you're done.
I'll put it on my to-do list, okay?
All right.
Thank you, my friend. We do have to do it. And listen to this. The cash prize that we're offering today in the Celebrity Burp Contest is $5,000.
Wow. That money's going out the door today. I think somebody's going to win.
$5,000. The Celebrity Burper is beautiful.
Yes.
On the inside and the outside.
Hmm.
And I will just give you another hint
about this celebrity burper. May I give a hint, Rob?
Sure, write it on a chalkboard. Just give it away.
May I give a hint?
Yeah.
Very sexual.
Oh, I got it now.
Very, very sexual.
Do I get the money if I tell you who it is? I'm going to blow the whole contest.
Sure.
It's Eugene Levy.
He's the 100th caller right now. You get a shot at $5,000. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Some girls are taken advantage of, while others are unashamed of their nakedness.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love to wear it out, Don and Mike.
We keep getting the good ratings news from D.C.
Way to go, Washington.
Yeah. You know, how about men 18 to 34? When we took the shift over, the midday shift,
right?
Station had a 3.6. Last book, you guys brought it up to an 11.7.
Right.
This book, you bring it up to a 15.3.
Wow. Fantastic.
Pretty decent goddamn ratings today from our home audience, WJFK. Thank you very much. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, can I play the game?
Yes, you can. Are you the 100th caller? What is your name, my friend?
It's Rich.
Rich, where are you from?
Staten Island, New York.
All right, Rich, hold on. Let me see what I have. I have the Kiss DVD for you. DVD copy of Kiss Exposed. Plus, you get the X-Files prize pack. Watch the last episodes of the X-Files on Fox. And you've also got the 6 Feet Under prize pack.
All right.
6 Feet Under. New episodes every Sunday at 9 on HBO. Now, you ready to go for $5,000?
Sure am.
All right, here's the setup on this celebrity burp. This person is beautiful on the inside and on the outside, and highly sexual. Highly sexual. What, Lisa?
I said it wasn't me. Stop it.
Stop it. Highly sexual. Both Lisa and Rob know the identity of the burper. Am I being honest or not?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Highly sexual.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa knows?
Yeah, Lisa knows.
Jealous?
Come on.
Listen, I know those. It. You know.
She always knows. She's the producer.
Okay.
She has to know.
No problem. I don't have a problem with
that.
Everybody knows. Except me.
No. Buzz doesn't know.
Jimmy knows.
And look at Lisa. She's dancing at you in the other room right now.
Okay.
Right,
okay, that's fine.
Here
that's
you go.
Fine.
We will play you the celebrity burp now. You have 15 seconds to
see
answer.
You at bowling.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. There's your celebrity burp.
Hold on,
don't answer yet.
Okay.
Rich, deep, full, sexual.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! Now, was that the Lisa dance?
Yes, I was doing the Lisa dance. Her back was turned, though.
That was very similar to the Sacramento dance.
Yeah, I know a dance like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of copied it from you.
Very similar to the Sacramento dance.
I kind of stole it. I'll do it again.
Okay, you're going to do it for
and
Wayne.
The odds are in my favor.
Wow, look out, Arthur Murray.
Wow, that's...
What is
she doing back?
Some sort of hideous pantomime.
She's doing some kind of J.O. pantomime.
Yeah, with a pencil.
Oh, no, is that what you were saying? That you're... Oh, I see. That's right.
At you.
She had a pencil down by her genitals and was indicating that was your...
I'm sorry. I'm taking attention away from the collar.
That was your member.
Collar!
For $5,000, who is that burping?
Good question. The highly sexual is throwing me off, and I have another idea for the beautiful inside and out.
Yes.
I'm going to say Katie Couric.
Katie Couric. She is... beautiful, inside and out.
But she's not highly sexual.
Yeah. Well, I
it
consider
depends
her,
on who you are.
I consider her highly sexual.
Really?
But...
we're sorry.
Damn.
Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. I would do Katie Couric.
Well, that's not a question. But you have to consider your definition of highly sexual. A person who is sexually attractive is not necessarily a highly sexual person.
Understand, when I give you that clue, that is from my perspective.
Right.
That this celebrity is highly sexual.
Right.
Rob, do you agree with me?
Yeah, and you know, Katie proved she was beautiful inside and out when she did that colon thing on
this. This is true.
Show.
I think it was a fantastic guest.
Highly sexual.
It was a very good one.
Now, we have a match game coming up on the show today.
Yeah. Great.
You know what? We're going to go with the Craig Wilson thing today. He's trying his damnedest, to pull one over on us.
I can't let him win.
But we're not going to let him do it 2 weeks in a row. Robbie, get the music ready.
Okay.
We're going to go with the Craig Wilson thing.
Yeah, but it's fine. This one better, much better than last week.
The article that he wrote today, Craig Wilson in USA Today, is not up to the level of what we are used to from Craig Wilson. And as a matter of fact, I now firmly believe he's writing the column every Wednesday, writing it thinking that we will not be able to read it on
he's
our radio show.
He's trying to bore us to death.
Well,
and it's not going to work, Craig.
That ain't going to happen. We have that coming up. Also, please remember this. Go to hotwire.com.
Right.
Okay? Please go to hotwire.com and look up the round-trip airfare to visit your mom for Mother's Day. Print it out and fax it to us, along with a cover letter telling us why we should select you. We might call you live on the air tomorrow to let you know that you've won. So fax your Hotwire Hot Fare and your cover letter to 800-636-6410.
And we're still looking for crazy mommies to come down here on Friday.
Yeah, one thing at a time, though.
I understand.
One thing at a time.
I know, but I'm just getting concerned. I really...
That's why I'm saying we can put off the crazy mommy contest until next week.
That's good.
We don't got to do it Friday.
That's right.
But we got to do the Hotwire thing tomorrow.
Or we'll be in big trouble.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Okay, so we got the Hotwire plug in. Go to Hotwire.
Your hands are just stuffed with papers.
Go to Hotwire. Get the fare. Us, we'll have a winner on tomorrow's show.
Excellent.
For $1,000 and $1,000 airfare from hotwire.com.
That's a good thing.
All right. Craig Wilson.
Man,
you son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's not gonna win.
You son of a bitch. We're going with him. The final word. By Craig Wilson. Flipping through the Rolodex. Rekindling memory.
Nothing more than feeling.
Today is my aunt's birthday. She's 87.
Trying to forget.
Not that she's aware of this. She had Alzheimer's disease.
Feelings of
living in her own private world in a nursing home in upstate New York.
Teardrops.
I've written about her before. How we used to be close. How we talked for hours about nothing. How she was always just up the road when I was growing up. But when I see her now, I have the same status as the nurses who tend to her daily. Just another person coming through the door.
Feelings of love.
I sent her a birthday card. Although I know she won't know what it is or whom it's from or why it's on her nightstand. It doesn't matter. In some small way, sending it makes me feel as if she's still here. If not in mind, at least in spirit. I always send her a birthday card and saw no reason to stop when Alzheimer's set in years ago. She's still my aunt, whether she knows it or not.
Maybe it's not wanting to let go.
My friend Teddy died almost 10 years ago, and I still have her phone numbers, work and home, in my Rolodex. Let me just say, as I was reading this before the show, I, like everybody, I'm sure now, disappointed. Teddy is a she.
Absolutely.
Or is she?
Yes, I still have my phone numbers in a Rolodex. I've never been able to throw her card away, and whenever I'm thumbing through looking for someone's number, her name catches my eye. And a flood of memories come pouring back.
And feelings like I've never...
She is not alone. Going through some old emails the other day, I came across one from SabrinaBBW@AOL.com. An email address that always made me smile whenever I saw it in the morning lineup. It was from another old friend, Vicky, who died suddenly last August.
My goodness, everyone's dying.
Her last missive to me.
Never met you.
You back yet?
Sorry, I missed talking to you before you left. I miss you. I actually had a coffee date the other night with a man named William Faulkner, who looked rather like you. He is a golfer, but about as normal and seemingly sane as I've managed to meet in a while. Traveled all over the world, turning 51 in July. Yikes! I haven't even dated in the 40s, let alone 50s. But maybe that's been my problem all along. Let's talk. Big hug!
Although we got strict orders to clean all old emails out of our office computers, a new system was being installed over the weekend. I couldn't hit the delete key on hers. It remains in my file. And probably will until the day I quit working here.
This they're not gone yet habit runs in the family. Thank you.
My mom kept my dad's voice on her answering machine for more than a year after he died. She said when she felt lonely for him and was in town on errands, she'd call home just to hear his voice.
I admit it was oddly reassuring to hear him talk whenever I called home. That was a bit misleading. It's just so horrible to do this dry. That's why we're going to start the music in and continue in our reading of the very sentimental column, The Final Word, by Greg Wilson. I admit it was oddly reassuring to hear him talk whenever I called home. That was a bit misleading to those who didn't know he was gone. He concluded with the phrase,
"Leave me a message, and I'll surely get back to you."
To be honest, it made me chuckle.
There's a certain comfort to be found in these things. The birthday card, the tattered Rolodex card of disconnected phone numbers, the email with one last greeting, a voice from the past.
Years ago, a family friend died. His widow cleaned out his office, his closet, and his garage the day he was buried. Not so much as a library card was left behind. I never thought the same of her again.
The Final Word.
By Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson. Let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you something right now. Sit there behind your keyboard. Feeling all proud of yourself.
You didn't win this time.
We ignored your column last week because it was goddamn boring. But we will never ignore it again.
There you go.
Craig Wilson, we will read your columns every Wednesday on the show as they appear in USA Today.
Because we love doing it.
And happy birthday to your aunt.
Very nice. Absolutely.
With Alzheimer's. Who has the card sitting on the table. Have the card sitting on the table, although she won't know what it is or who it's from or why it's on her nightstand.
Yes, I still have my phone numbers and a Rolodex.
Feelings like a man.
Sorry about Teddy.
Big hugs.
And sorry about Dad.
Leave a message and we'll surely get back to you.
To be honest, it made me chuckle.
Years ago, a family friend
died.
His widow cleaned out the office, his closet, and garage today with Barry. Not so much as a library card was left behind.
I never thought the same of her again.
You bitch. Crazy bitch.
I think we did it, and we showed it.
Yeah.
We can still read it.
No matter what he writes.
That's got to be the new rule. And hopefully, you know, we'll still have some of those hat-wearing ones.
Yeah, and, you know, come on, please. You got to mention Jack.
And maybe more about you being, you know, the chairman of your prom decorating committee. Please.
Yeah. More about how the choosers are now the losers.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. Always a
Craig
pleasure.
Wilson from USA Today.
I think, you know, as we found out from that little email exchange that somebody shared with us, he is enjoying the publicity.
Sure. Right. Well, sure. Too bad.
We're going to do it anyway.
Too bad. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I wanted to call and guess the celebrity burper.
Oh, honey. Honey, boy, you know, we must have a privileged woman here on the line.
Yes, absolutely.
Honey, you know, rules. You got to be call 100.
Darn it.
Darn.
Yeah.
Darn it. Darn
those rules. What's your name, m'lady?
Pam.
Pam?
Mm-hmm.
Pam. Great. Well, we did the burping contest
hours ago.
Thank you, Pam.
Oh, well, I tried.
All right, bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You know who that was? Sorry, I exaggerated.
That's the lady dating Jim.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Damn.
Hello.
We just missed
Hello?
Leroy.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
How you doing, Leroy?
Okay. I got a message, you know, when you called me back the other day.
Right.
About my mother-in-law.
Oh, are you now, is this for the Mother's Day contest?
Yes, it is.
The Hot Wire contest. And, you know, there's some confusion. Why are we doing a Mother's Day contest?
Right.
When Mother's Day is not for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's because that's when the client wants the contest done.
That's it. Time to make plans.
You know, they need to know when you want to go see your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So Hotwire.com wants this contest done this week. Now, this guy, Leroy, Is this the guy who the mother-in-law has
MS?
MS?
No.
And this is your mother-in-law?
Yeah, she's in Lima, Peru.
Oh, this is Lima, and she's sick too, right?
Right.
This is where this contest suddenly turned into a sick mother contest, which we really weren't counting on.
And what's wrong with your mother and
mother-in-law?
Well, mother-in-law in Lima, Peru.
It's my wife's mother. She in August received a 10-year visa to come here to the state to visit us. You know, whenever she wanted to.
Right. This is going to be depressing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, God.
Just,
no, listen, you're not going to be able to win, though, on the sympathy, unless you're going to tell us that she's got cancer.
Yeah, yes. Yes, she does.
Oh, dear.
How convenient.
Let me tell you what she has
the worst. Oh, God.
She has the worst cancer you can get.
Oh,
What is that?
Pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that is. God.
Now, she was here in the States visiting us, and in January, she was sick. We took her to the hospital. She's never had problems before. And the doctor gave her 6 months to live.
Wow.
You know what?
Oh, man.
And she wanted to go back to Peru and basically...
You're going to have to give us a phone number.
Okay.
We are going to have to call this woman on the air.
Oh, no.
And we are going to have to ask her if she has 6 months to live.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, Don Mike, she probably has less than that now. Probably about a month left. I just talked to my wife yesterday, and she's turning for the worse.
Wow.
And I can give you the number, but do you speak Spanish at all?
Oh, she speaks, she doesn't speak English?
I know we have someone around here who speaks
Spanish. She's actually in the hospital right now.
Oh, she's in the hospital.
They just put her in on, I think, last Thursday.
Do you think she's coming out, or is she in for...
Oh, no, she's in there, she's not coming out no more.
No.
No, she's in there for good.
Well, we probably can't talk to her then.
Wait a minute, hold on. This has now turned from a contest where we said, send us, you know, a letter, and go to hotwire.com and get the airfare. And
tell us why you want to go, and it's turned into a sick mom contest, and it's depressing as hell.
Well, the thing is, my wife has been down there for 2 months now. She took the federal leave back from work.
You know, listen, hold on. I just got to tell you something. This is not the Jack Diamond show.
Right?
I mean, we are not going to pay... but because your mother-in-law is sick, you're not going to win because of that. However, I just find it interesting. Leroy, we talked to you when? Was it yesterday or the day before?
It was Monday.
Monday she was sick. Now today...
No, I never talked to you Monday. You called, I faxed you the itinerary for the airline, and I gave you my number, and you called me back, and I didn't answer the phone.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can any good come out of this, what's going on here right now?
I don't know.
I certainly don't see any see any light at the end of the tunnel.
I'm going to need some proof that this woman has a month to live.
I can get that. It'd be a great thing for me and my family to be able to go down there. Right now, my wife is out of work for 3 months.
I am trying really hard not to feel sorry for this guy. It's not working.
Don't do it, Mike.
I'm sorry. Don't feel sorry for him. It's the Irish thing. I'm succumbing.
Don't feel sorry for him. But listen, if he really cared, if he really cared, he'd find a way to get there.
Sure, right. Take out a loan.
Yeah. Well, I could get there. I mean,
so you could get there.
No, well, I could do that, but I'm saying...
Okay. So you could get there.
Well, anybody can get anywhere. Anybody on this contest can get anywhere they want to get to.
Correct.
You know, I'm just saying that right now I am going through a little financial hardship. My wife being out of work for the last 2 months.
Listen, this is not queen for a day. I mean, listen, I'm really not trying to be a hard ass.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I just listened the other day.
When I said, we had a guy yesterday who called, said his mom's come down with MS.
Mm-hmm.
And I said at that point, that simply is not good enough. We're going to need a mom with cancer.
You didn't mean it, right.
I wasn't serious about it.
No. Well, she has pancreatic cancer.
I'm sorry. That's horrible. I feel bad for your mother-in-law.
That's the only cancer there's no cure for.
And I'm glad your wife is down there with her.
Yeah, she's taking care of her.
That's good.
Well, then don't worry about it.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I just thought it'd be nice to be able to get in and see her before.
It would be nice if you, maybe sold an expensive piece of jewelry you have, or a television set, or something, and bought a plane ticket to go see her.
I was just going away to contest, which you said the other day. About
right, I understand.
At Regis Place, that's why I called
right,
in.
Right, you understand, though. Forget it.
I mean, anybody could get anywhere they want to get to.
Listen, right. It's not the type of radio that we do. I'm sorry, it's not.
Okay.
I mean, really, we wouldn't be having a contest for the sickest person, you see.
No, I understand that.
Unless it was, a mental thing, which is what we're doing Friday.
Or Monday.
Right, or Monday.
Or Monday.
No, I understand that. And I just, I just heard the contest rules the other day, and I called in. Fax my,
All right. Hey, all right, enough. God.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you staying on so long?
Yeah,
now I'm starting to get annoyed. I'm going from sympathy to annoying.
Thank you, Mike.
Guys,
I feel bad. I feel bad for your mother-in-law and, for more importantly, for your wife, who's probably going through hell. But you're sucking the sympathy right out of me.
No, I don't mean to do that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. If you don't want me to win, that's fine. I understand.
Hold on.
This is like every conversation I have with RJ Diaz.
If I don't want you to win, what do you mean?
Sounds exactly like RJ. He's from Peru.
I don't want to compromise the contest by turning this into a...
I understand that.
My mom is the sickest person, because I guarantee you, if we did that, we'd find somebody who was sicker than your mother-in-law.
And it would be horrible.
You couldn't do that, but...
Yes, we could.
No, because that's the worst thing there is.
Stop it. What are you quantifying? You're losing credibility.
There would be someone out there who would have something worse, or be in more desperate, or be hooked up to a machine where they could pull the plug. There'd be somebody in a worse situation.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's not what the contest was all about.
That's not how you do a contest.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I called in the other day.
Why do you just keep going? Why do you keep going on? I don't believe you.
Because it's all about him.
You're starting to lose credibility.
Well, I'll come down to the radio station when she dies, shoot a death certificate, because
You'll do what?
When she passes away, I'll shoot.
What the hell are you doing this for?
Because you're not believing me.
Well, no, I'm saying it's not a question. You're losing credibility by going on and on and on and on.
We have some listeners who would like to speak to you.
Hold
on a second. Here is Frank. Frank, hi, Frank.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Listen, this guy is, like, beyond pathetic. If your mom is dying, dude...
It's not his mom, it's his mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law. Well, mother-in-law you shouldn't even care about, but that's beside the point. If your mother-in-law, do the right thing. Whatever you got to do, work a second job, borrow money, and go down and see. What the hell are you trying to win a contest for? That's not what these guys were doing in the first place.
That's not a problem to get down there. They had a chance for somebody to take a trip to go see somebody, their mother or their mother-in-law, and that's why I entered.
And they've already explained to you that it's kind of getting turned into the sickest person, which isn't what they wanted. They gave you an example of the guy trying to win, explain his mom had MS.
I got to tell you, this caller is like a good friend that comes into a discussion and just helps us out.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the call, sir.
No problem.
Somebody gets it.
Guys, take care.
Okay.
I will talk to you guys later.
Good luck.
God, I hope so.
Okay.
Hold on. Here's someone who disagrees.
All right.
Eric. Hello, Eric.
Yes.
Hi.
Is this an unimaginable, that we're unimaginable bastards call?
Hello, Eric.
No, I don't understand what the whole contest is about. You guys never actually made it clear at the beginning.
Well, I should point out to you that there are none so deaf as those who will not listen.
The contest is this.
What?
Hotwire is giving us $1,000 cash and $1,000 travel so you can go visit your mom on Mother's Day.
Right, and at the beginning of the contest, I remember you guys saying, well, how are we going to determine whether these guys just want to go on vacation? How are we going to make sure they actually want to go?
And that's pretty much what we thought the contest would be about, that tomorrow, when we get the entries, we'll call the moms, and we'll find out if the moms really live in the locations.
Don, I believe this contest should be a celebration of life.
Where the guys... we're going to call and make sure that the moms really live in the places where the guys said the moms live in.
Live.
Gotcha.
That's the word.
It was never put out to be the sickest mom.
Right.
You know, it started with the guy who wrote and it said that his mom had MS. And then as it turns out, when we called the guy up, he said, well, no, she's not been diagnosed with MS yet. Mm-hmm. Just that her hands shake a lot.
I do not want to appear to be insensitive.
Go ahead.
But listen to me carefully when I tell you When you,
you
do this,
sensitive, come on.
When you do this in a contest, you are, I don't want to, I hate using this word, but you are burdening our listeners with your own problem. Yeah. You say,
you really care. Don't call a stupid radio show. Let me amend that.
You know, can I just say, okay.
Call a radio show like the Jack Diamond show.
Call a radio show like Jack Diamond, who makes his living exploiting these tragedies. And when somebody calls us with a dying person, it immediately falls into the category of, if we're going along with that, we're exploiting the person's disease, and the person that's entering the contest is exploiting the person's disease, and it's just not right. Do you understand that?
I understand that. But then with these people who are entering and saying that their mother's dying and all that stuff, can't they just be thrown into the mix anyway?
No,
because it's not right to do that.
No.
Do you understand? I mean, what did I just say?
No, I understand.
I don't think you understand it.
No, I do. I'm saying what that guy needs.
You know,
that
here's the deal. If Don and I got a letter in the office from someone who was, you know, a compelling off-air, something happened, you know, there's not a guarantee that we would respond to that.
But you know what?
But we'd be a hell of a lot more likely to do that with nobody knowing about it.
We do get those letters, and we get stuff like for sick kids all the time.
Yeah, and you know what?
And we do that stuff, but we don't come on the air and brag about it.
And talk about it, because as soon as you do, and I felt this way, and Don's felt this way for years, as soon as you get on the air and talk about, hey, I did this for this sick person, you're taking that person's problem, and you're exploiting it in the worst way. Possible way.
Let me just explain what this guy needs. He needs to call someone like Jack Diamond.
Sure.
I'll be Jack Diamond. You be the caller.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll show you exactly how a phony disc jockey who needs dying people to make his show happen would work this.
Right.
Hello, a Diamond in the Morning. I understand that we have Mike on the line and a heartbreaking story. Mike, what's your story here on Diamond in the Morning?
Yes, I need to get to Peru.
Peru, that's a wonderful country. Where?
I need to get to Lima because my mother-in-law is dying.
Your mother-in-law is dying? If I may, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to I'm about to tear up just at the thought of this. May I ask what your mother-in-law is dying of?
The big casino, Jackson.
The cancer?
Yeah,
it wouldn't be the worst possible cancer.
Yes, it is.
Pancreatic cancer?
Yes, the worst kind. And I need your help, Jack Diamond.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please act like a good man.
I turn to you.
Give me a free ticket.
To the audience and to the sponsors. We got a guy on the telephone. What was your name again, sir?
My name is Mike Jack.
His mom is dying in Lima, Peru.
Jack, you're so good. You're such a saint.
Maybe one of our beloved listeners will call in, or someone from the airlines will call in and help this mother is dying. Okay, you got it.
Do you understand our point? I mean, really. I mean, it's just there's something that's just so superficial and so wrong about that. We've always felt that way.
But really, I got you. I understand.
There are disc jockeys like Jack Diamond. That's how they make?
I guess because I've never heard Jack Diamond, so lucky for me, I guess.
Yeah, you are. Well,
it could be.
Well, you guys are the best.
Hold on. Where are you calling from?
Richfield Park, New Jersey.
All right, hold on. I'll do it for you right now. Hello. This is Scott Shatter. Who's on the PLJ phone right now? Who is this? Is this Mike?
Hi, this is Mike. How are you? How are you, Scott?
PLJ, I understand.
Hi, Todd.
We have a very, very troubling story on the line this morning.
I have to get to Peru.
And why is that?
My mother-in-law's dying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Detective Michael Scott Shannon. And I want to say something right now that this is what radio is all about. 94.5. Right here. At PLJ.
Thank you, Scott.
I want to say our listeners are going to get together right now. We're going to put on a radio pod.
Oh, wonderful.
To send you to see your mom who's dying of pancreatic cancer in Lima, Peru.
I love you, Scott Shannon.
Hello, Jackpot, coming around. All right, thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
You know, and I urge everybody, do what you can. I mean, really, do what you can, but you know, when you do something, don't expect a big pat on the back.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello, Hawaiian Joe.
Hey.
Hi.
Don, Mike, Buzz, and Lisa, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good, good. Hey, I'm a first-time listener. I've been listening to you guys for, like, at least 2 weeks now, and I think you guys are great.
Great.
On the subject about, you know, mom dying.
Yeah.
I'm calling from Pennsylvania, Westchester. I just wanted to call and say you guys are doing a great job, and I listen to you guys. I listen to the point where I get late to work, so.
Good for you.
So
right, thank you, my friend.
Say, I listen to you guys. I think you guys are perfect. And tell everybody stop making fun of Lisa. I think she's great, too. So.
Right. Amen. Well, tell Mike that, please. Mike's the number one the violator of that rule.
What, about Lisa being great?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Hello. Not a Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? I got a real bad problem, guys.
Yeah.
My mom has a real bad yeast infection. Can I get a pre-plane ticket?
We have a winner.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, why doesn't this guy call Imus? He has that cancer ranch down in Texas.
Yeah.
How's your donkey calling, baby?
There you go. Sure. I think we're painting a very clear picture of why we have a problem.
Everybody's got it. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Go Balls! Come on out. We'd love to meet you. Have a drink with you. Have a smoke with you. Buzz will have a toke with you.
Hey.
Wow. Lisa, do some smack with you.
Right.
Wow. Do some horse with you.
Man, if you want, I'll cry with you.
Come on
and
down.
Laugh.
And
love
laugh.
Love to meet you. We'll be at Chelsea Piers tonight, 7:30, Gutter Balls against Team Nagarelli. And that is the team of all of us here on the show, bowling against you, our listeners.
Very good.
So come on out. We'd love to meet you. Just to clarify the Hot Wire contest tomorrow.
Yes.
For the last time today.
Hopefully.
Here is what you must do. Visit www.hotwire.com.
Right.
And look up the round trip airfare to visit your mom on Mother's Day. Then print it out and fax it to us, along with a cover letter telling us why we should select you.
Okay.
That's simple.
That's what we asked for.
We're going to pick the letter that we like the best tomorrow and call the person live on the air to let you know that you've won. So fax your Hot Wire, Hot Fare, and cover letter to us at 800-636-6410.
The cover letter can be as simple as, I want to go because I love my mama real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but please, no more death stuff.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you very much.
No more death stuff. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Roger.
Yes.
Philadelphia. Hi, Roger.
Hey, Don, Mike. You guys rock Philadelphia, I'll tell you that.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, I'd like to hear that prick who doesn't want to visit his dying mother.
His mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law, okay. I want to hear him call her and tell her he doesn't want to visit her unless he wins tickets.
Yeah, and I was looking on the instant feedback, and also the guy's story changed between the last time we spoke to him.
Right.
We got a ton of instant feedback.
Between the letter and the conversation.
The letter said she had 6 months to live.
Right.
Right.
Now the phone call today is she's got like a month left.
Yeah, yeah. That just was no good could come of that.
And he's playing dodgeball because he says, well, I hope you can speak Spanish. Well, I think the wife probably could have interpreted.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Here's Joe.
Don and Mike.
Joe on WYSP as well. Hi, Joe.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, these guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
I missed you guys earlier when you were talking about Buzz's masturbation thing. I'm sorry.
Buzz's J.O. thing.
Yes, I invented.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was telling my wife about that, and she didn't believe me that men could do that.
Yeah?
So we participated in a little adventure.
Experiment?
You tried the taint?
How did it work?
Well, actually, she was doing it. Can I say that? Doing that experiment with me.
Right. And please don't refer to it as the taint. I think it should henceforth be referred to as the buzz valve.
Okay.
The verbark.
And it didn't work too well. She,
she what?
She was in front of me, and I guess she didn't hit the right spot. And
what, did you make a mess on her?
Yes.
Okay, good for you.
Good story.
Good man. Thank you.
That was the whole purpose of the story.
Thank you, my friend.
I love a happy ending.
Hello, here's Nick also from WYSP. Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, okay, my friend.
Good.
Yeah, they're all talking about how their moms are 6 months to live. Well, my mom's already dead, and I'm in college in New Jersey. She's buried in California, and I can't afford to go back to see her.
All right, well, then you know what? Go to Hotwire.
Yeah.
Look up the airfare. Fax it to us. And we send you out to see your mom's grave.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you move into the lead.
Yeah,
you're a student. I mean, you don't have the money. That's cool.
All right.
Awesome.
So go to Hotwire, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you got it.
You like rule.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And one more. Freddie. Hey, Freddie.
Mighty Freddie.
Freddie?
Freddie.
He's always ready.
Hello, Freddie.
Fred. Are you there, Fred?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, you did a homemade bikini contest over 2 days and nobody showed up. How about that?
It's that guy.
Yeah. Talk about that, huh?
It's this guy. It's this guy. Go away. Go away, Dick.
That is the effing faggot.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah. He's obsessed. Right. He's the obsessed. Guy. He loves us.
Yeah.
It's official.
I only listen every once in a while.
Right. Get a job.
Yeah, BS. Keep listening, my friend. Keep listening. I only pray Arbitron calls you.
And way to find that homemade bikini contest open wound.
You douche. Here we go with the emails. Your crazy, kooky emails that you send to us at donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
Man, they were great yesterday. I hope they keep up the same today.
Now, unfortunately, today I do not have the printout to read along to decipher.
So we're really going to have to get our interpretation skills honed and refined.
What's happening? And thanks to Verizon Unified Communications, you can send us an email anytime, donandmike@verizon-uc.com, and the computer reads them out to us.
Very good.
Let's see what the computer has for us today.
Old email message from 95 Civic on air. Subject, have you no subject? Hey, what's up, Radio Gods? Don and Mike, cooler than the other side of the pillow. Ding. Don.
Yes.
Who ordered the AIDS? She sells seashells by the seashore. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Boom. Chaka laka. Boom. Rabe, are you part of the Third Reich? Zigile? Zigile. Buzz?
Yes.
Have you no XTC? Hey, Mike. I slept in my car last night under the Route 50 bridge. H to the SO, B to the SAP South. Hi, Jay-Z loving homies. Cadula West. Old email message.
There you go, another one.
From BROOKFALLS. Subject. Rush. Nanut. Nanut. Nanut.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is Rush Limbaugh, and I am here to tell you about my anal tissues. Try my hemorrhoid cream. This is the EIB Network. Old email message. From Tom Lacko. Subject. The Three Stooges say, hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
It's me, Mo, from the Three Stooges. Curly, Chimp, and Larry are here, too. It's time for your alphabet lesson. Yes?
Oh, great.
That's right.
Great.
Oh, it's time for swinging the alphabet.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Here we go. B. A. B. B. E. B. B. I. Bicky bye. B.
B-O-bo.
Boat. Boat.
Bicky bye, boat.
Bicky bye, boaty, you booed. Bicky bye, boat, boo. C. A. Say. C. E. C.
C. I. Sicky sigh.
I. Sicky sigh, see you soon. Sicky sigh, so see you soon. Sicky sigh, so soon.
D-A, damn.
God damn. This is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Whose stupid idea was this anyway? Oh, it was your idea, Curly? Why, you dummy? Slap. Slap. Doink. Doink. Boing. Boing. Why can't you do things right? Old email message.
That's the best one, yeah.
The skipper.
Absolutely.
That might be the best one. That's the B-A, baby.
B-B, B-I, Biggie, by B-O, Bo, Biggie, by Bo, B-U, Boo, Biggie, by Bo, Boo.
There we go. That was outstanding.
Subject. I am the new Tobacco Road host. Hello.
Hello.
I read in the Washington Post that nicotine and Joe Camel have both died due to lung cancer.
Oh,
due to these unfortunate circumstances, yeah. I, Paul Mall, shall be taking over the Tobacco Road show on Westwood One immediately. In memory of both Nick and Joe, the first five callers to the next Tobacco Road show shall each receive a carton of their favorite brand of cigarettes or chewing tobacco. Rest in peace, Nick and Joan.
Yeah.
Sincerely, Paul Mall. I'll be mail message. From NAXD2486, subject. This is Howard Stern. Greetings, fellow DJ apostrophe S. This is Howard Stern reminding you of more things that I, the king of all media, invented. The wheel. Fire. Music. Color television. Flight. Human life. Earth. Mars. Jupiter. And Pluto. Thank you for your time and please remember that I invented you as well, Don and Mike. Old email message. From Sam and Tiffany Prime. Subject. New AOL greeting. Welcome. You've got mail. And the brothers are running Philadelphia. Thank you, Don and Mike.
You're welcome.
You guys rock. That's for you, Tim. That equals Mason eats the corn from your stew and he has full-blown AIDS.
Oh, stop that. Stop that. You're going to have to back that one up. Wow. Did that say what I thought it said?
About a certain Saturday
broadcast executive?
Certain person's been on the show this week.
Yeah, subject.
Bears repeating.
I'm glad to hear that again.
Thank you, Don and Mike. You guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
Yeah?
Dan equals Mason eats the corn from your stew and he has full-blown AIDS.
That is the best one I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
That is the one that might get us called into the office today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, keep it rolling.
Wow.
Old email message.
Goddamn.
From the shadows. Subject. When you are in Philly, Don and Mike, Buzz, and Rob Bate, you guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
All right.
When you go to Philadelphia, there are several things you really should check out. Perhaps some Philly listeners could back me up on this. Yo. Number 1. The Mutter Museum. Or, the Mutter Museum. It is a medical museum housing a collection of anatomical oddities, not least of which is a 45-pound colon.
Oh, like
Don and Mike, you'll love it.
What's it? What museum is it? Medical oddities. It's a medical oddity museum?
Yes, yeah.
Philadelphia.
Okay, keep rolling.
Pat's Steaks. Number 3. The Mummers Museum. This house is a collection of costume oddities. Rod Bay, you'll love this. Number 4. Club Kama Sutra. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
You'll love this. I believe they all have websites. For added entertainment, why not put the email reader through the digital voice processor? Old email message.
Okay.
From Randy Heitman.
Whatever.
Subject. None. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I really love your show.
Thank you.
But I really have to say, their minds are Tiffany twisted. They've got the Mercedes Benz. They've got a lot of pretty, pretty boys that they call friends. How they dance in the courtyard. Sweet summer sweat. Some dance to remember. Some dance to forget. So I called up the freaks. Please bring me my prize. They said, we haven't seen that Chisnit here since 1969. And still those voices are calling from Haraway. Wake you up in the middle of the night just to hear them say, welcome to the Don and Mike show. Such a lovely place. Such a ugly face. They're living it up at the Don and Mike show. What a crap surprise. Bring your alibis. Toodles. Ass.
Thank you.
Old email message.
Well, they're strong today, yeah.
From Carrie Gittery. Subject. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Your show kicks ass.
Thanks.
Hello, Rob.
Hi.
I salute you, my equals Nazi friend. Hey, Buzz, mm-hmm. Do you have any weed or a crossword puzzle I equals can borrow? I have full-blown AIDS just like Brittany Spears, Cal equals Rick Ken Jr., Tony Saragusa, O.J. Simpson, Liza Minnelli, and her equals faggot husband. Good day to you equals 20. Old email message.
Yeah.
From Steve Urban. Subject. Stinky Pinky. Mike, next time you go out and drink booze, just say this over and over. I don't have a drinking problem. I drink. I get drunk. I pass out. No problem. Stay cool. Stay cool.
There are no more messages.
Oh, those were fun.
Yeah.
right,
those were fun today.
That's a good batch today.
Man, those were strong.
I keep thinking I'm going to get burned out on hearing them.
Yeah, and then, well, it's the listeners are picking it up, picking the game up a little bit.
You guys are too effing creative.
That is funny.
Send us your emails to donandmike@verizon-uc.com, and the computer will read them out for you. I want to tell you what route to go.
Right.
But the song lyrics, if done correctly,
can be fracturingly funny.
They slay me.
Absolutely.
I mean, the one the other day about the safety dance.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
With the men without hats.
Okay. People are really starting to get it, and they're coming up with new uses for it. It's fantastic.
A special salute to whoever mentioned the CBS executive.
Somebody who's really tracking with you.
Right.
Somebody who really made you laugh.
There were quite a few that had full-blown AIDS in there as well.
Yes, true.
But my, listen, this music can mean only one thing.
Absolutely.
That it's back.
Yay.
Yay.
And do we have the 2002 tapes this time?
Yes, we do.
We are ready to play Match Game 2002.
Wow.
For cash money. Now, Rob, how many people do we need on the phones?
We need ultimately four people. Because there'll be two rounds of two, then they'll play each other and see who goes to Supermatch. So we need four contestants.
Is your head hurting yet?
Yeah, you know the rules for the game.
It's funny. I love that. That's my favorite part of Match Game is your...
the magical dynamic?
Yeah, your exchange with Rob. It's always very funny.
If you'd like to play the Don and Mike Match Game 2002 from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And New York on WNEW 877-692-1027. Now we had a couple of celebrities this close from joining us. We had, what's his name?
Steve Doocy.
Yeah, from Fox and Friends.
He had to take his kid to a doctor's appointment.
Take his kid to a doctor.
Right.
We had Frank Gorshin, the Riddler.
I didn't know that.
Frank Gorshin has a doctor's appointment.
Well, I bet he has lots of doctors.
Wow. He couldn't join us. And we are still holding out hope that our one last mystery guest joins us in time to play the game.
Really?
If not, we're going to go with Trini.
Very good.
Who answers our telephones up here in New York, who's never played the game with us before.
Love to have Trini on the show.
So we'd love to have you play. Call right now and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. One day your woman left early. You had the whole house to yourself. So you said, hey, let me get a little jerk before work. So you in the house getting your jerk on. Nice, good jerk, too. You know that? Ain't nobody in the house jerk. That's a good jerk. It ain't like that. Somebody in the next room jerk. That's a bad jerk. That's like, eh, who there? I'm talking about the good jerk, that nobody ain't home jerk. Now you get the Vaseline ready, and you just look at your dick and go scream if you want to. No one's gonna hear.
The Don and Mike Show. Desperate need of a good fecking. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Right. Well, we got the Arbitron ratings today. Washington, D.C. What can we say? But thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Makes one mistake.
Yeah. Let me check out adults 25 to 54. That's your money demo.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike Show number two. We're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, a little bit harder.
Rush Limbo. Number 12. Number 12. You guys gave us some great ratings in D.C. today. Thank you very much.
He'll turn a deaf ear to those numbers, though.
I don't know which is the best. All the categories you made us number one in. Men 18 plus, men 18, 49, men 25, 54, 18, 34. Christ, men 18 to 34, a 15.3 share.
Bingo! Wow.
So thank you very much. We sure do, at least give us this. We're consistent.
Mm-hmm.
When the ratings come out and they suck,
right.
We tell you.
We always do.
And we blame you.
Mm-hmm.
When the ratings come out and they're good,
right.
We tell you and...
We take all the credit.
No, and we thank you.
We do.
We seriously thank you for the great support.
Absolutely.
And the show's continuing to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And...
CBS has got some big things planned for us.
You better believe that.
And I understand, Lisa, I was reading the instant feedback. Did they hit the dumb button on the CBS executive that was mentioned in the email?
No kidding.
Really?
I've seen that on the instant feedback.
Is there a stool pigeon somewhere in the...
I don't know. I don't know. Because the the email mentioned eating the corn.
It was just corny.
Eating the corn out of
picking,
our stool.
Picking the corn. I don't think eating was actually said. I think it was picking.
Picking the corn out of the stool, and right. Then that the executive had...
making a popcorn sandwich.
Full-blown AIDS.
Wow.
Well, she writes, no one told me. Right, let me just see. Hold on.
All right, we'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of it. Someone trying to help, I'm sure. Right. I think it's a pretty SE thing to do.
Yeah, someone might be just brown nosing.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Hold on a second.
Somebody's going to have to eat a big S sandwich, though.
From Common Sense in Sayreville, New Jersey. F censorshipped. They dumped out of the email that mentioned the CBS executive who had full-blown AIDS.
Well, how does he know that, then? Well, and then
because
he heard that
we
part.
We discussed it afterwards.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, let's just move on.
Okay.
Let's press on.
Let's play Match Game. Match Game.
Oh, no.
2002.
The card is uncued, Rob.
We just played it.
The cartridge is uncued.
Well.
No, I played the think music. I didn't play the theme music.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. Here we go.
Wonderful.
It's time to match the stars. And now here is our announcer, Dude Walker.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2002. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Michael Mara.
Hello.
Michael J. Elston.
Hi.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hi, Rob. Didn't the tape used to say the star of the show, Rob Spiewak?
Just like they said on the Match Game, but I like it better this way, don't you?
I like how he covers himself. He loved that part.
All right, and also, you know, we can invite her in now. Trini will also be joining
Trini!
Us today.
Trini!
Yay, Trini, come on in and join our merry band of fun-loving people.
We have paper Trini. And Sharpie and everything, and let's say hi to our panel. He's America's favorite heartless bastard. Cancer, multiple sclerosis, he doesn't care about that. He just loves playing Match Game. Hello, Don Geronimo.
Hi, Rob.
And she is our New York board operator, and quite frankly, the sweetest-smelling WNEW employee. Here's my girl, Trini. Hi, Trini. On microphone.
There you go.
Hi, Trini.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
And the owner and the operator of Hogs and Heifers. You should see his fire dance. Hi, Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Rob Spiewak. Yes, want to say hi to all my friends down there at Hogs and Heifers.
And finally, the president of the New York City chapter of Normal and America's favorite taint trickster,
thank you.
Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Rob. Hi, everybody.
So these stars are in a wacky mood. Are we ready to play?
Yeah. Rob.
Now, let's see. Rob, we have a conference together. We have online six.
Yes.
From Philadelphia, Pat.
Hi, Pat. Are you a boy Pat or a girl Pat?
Pat?
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know.
sounds like a boy.
And on line one from New Jersey, here is Lori.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
All right.
Hi.
Hi. Rob, the object is to
match
to win this round and move to the next round.
Right. And Pat and Lori, are you familiar with how Match Game is played?
Yes.
Very good. And the panel knows how to play, certainly.
Yeah.
All right. Lori, we'll let you go first because we like girls better than boys. I need you to pick A or B.
A.
A. And we love doing that.
And here is our first clue. Hey, I got it right here. It's the real reason that Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake broke up.
Really?
Yeah, even after Britney got the breast implants, Justin refused to get a blank implant.
All right, I'm in.
Don't answer yet, Lori.
Okay.
It's the real reason that Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake broke up. Even after Britney got the breast implants, Justin refused to get a blank implant.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in, yes.
We're just waiting on our chocolate princess.
Are we in?
Are you ready, Trini?
Trini's in.
She's in. Nodded her head.
Very good. But Trini, you got to speak. You can't just nod your head.
I'm ready.
Together
now.
Hi, Trini.
It's all good. All right, Lori. The real reason that Britney and Justin broke up. Britney got breast implants, but Justin refused to get a blank implant. What?
I'm going to say taint.
A taint implant. Wow.
Taint.
And you know, it really, it's good to make your taint look as good as you possibly can.
Yeah. Get the implant.
John, do you have Justin's taint?
No, I have Justin's penis.
Oh, yeah, that's a good answer.
Penis implant.
It would mean a lot to Brittany, who's still a virgin. How about you, Trini?
I said Justin pee-pee.
Oh,
Justin's pee-pee.
How about you, Mike? Did you say taint?
Well, I used the proper medical terminology. I said penile.
Oh, and a picture.
Yes.
You
are
the
wonderful picture.
The resident artist on the panel.
Thank
How
you.
About you, Buzz?
I went another way and said brain implant.
Brain, that was going to be my second choice.
Really good answer. Go. No match for Lori. Pat, a good chance for you to catch up. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, coming soon. A Ron Howard film. WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman battles mental illness in A Beautiful Blank.
I'm in.
Pat, are you familiar with the show? Have you heard of Jeremy Coleman?
Never heard of Jeremy Coleman.
Okay, he is our program director here at WNEW.
In New York.
Yes, do not answer yet. Coming soon, a Ron Howard film. WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman battles mental illness in A Beautiful Blank. Is the panel
right? Mike's in. Trigger, you in?
Ready?
And Buzz, you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, Pat, a great opportunity for you to bust out in front. Coming soon, a Ron Howard film. WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman battles mental illness in A Beautiful Blank. What'd you say, Pat?
Insane asylum.
A beautiful insane asylum.
No.
Oh, is that not the direction you went, Don?
No.
Where'd you go with that?
A beautiful taint.
Oh, you see, it's like having it one answer too late.
A beautiful taint.
That would be a good movie. How about you, Trini?
I said a plaid shirt.
A beautiful plaid shirt. Not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said a beautiful dumbass.
Is that on a bed?
That's him wearing one of his, it's a stick figure wearing an oversized coat.
Oh, so it's not a bed.
It's not a bed. No.
How about you, Buzz?
I said a beautiful used suit.
Oh. So, no matches. Lori, again, your chance to choose A or B.
A.
A.
A. Oh, and you'll like this because it's nursery rhyme time.
Okay, good. Right. Good, good, good.
Georgie Porgy, puddin' in pie, kissed the girls and made them cry. But when WJFK operations manager Charlie Broyhill kissed the girls, he made them blank.
I'm in.
Get ready.
Everybody get ready. Everybody get ready. No doubt, Lori, you've heard us talk about Charlie Broyhill.
Yes.
And Georgie Porgy puddin' in pie, kissed the girls and made them cry. But when WJFK operations manager Charlie Broyhill kissed the girls, he made them blank. Hold your answer, please.
I'm in. Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in. And everybody's ready.
All right, Lori, the panel is right. Georgie Porgy, puddin' in pie, kissed the girls, made them cry. But when Charlie Broyhill kissed the girls, he made them blank. What?
Green.
He made them green.
Scream.
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 Kissed the girls scream. And made them scream. Don, do you have the screaming girl?
No. Made them pregnant.
Oh.
Then abort the baby.
Oh, wow. So many chances to match there, and yet.
Sorry, that didn't really rhyme. Made them pregnant, then abort the baby.
That's like free. That's free verse. I like that.
Pregnant, then aborted.
You know, the.
Jesus Christ.
My other choice. Was made them come in by curfew.
Right.
That's also true. It's a good answer. Good try.
10 o'clock, do you know where your kids are?
Right.
They're at Charlie's house. No match. How about you, Trini?
Made them puke.
Made them puke.
That's a good one, Trini.
That is, but no rhyme. No match, rather. How about you, Buzz? Mike?
Which one?
But Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Made them smell.
Hey, it's the monkey.
Yeah, that's a monkey.
That's a nice. That's the best.
Charlie Broyhill.
Is that a match? What
no.
did she say?
No. She said scream.
Scream.
He made them smell because he smells offensive.
He kissed the girls and made them
when
smell.
He breaks wind in the hallways.
Oh, it is nasty. How about you, Buzz?
And judges, is this a match? I said makes them afraid.
No, I don't think so.
That's why they scream.
Negative.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Right. Pat, you are still in the catbird seat to advance, and here is your clue. Please listen carefully.
All right.
Ellen DeGeneres is hell-bent to make her new talk show a success, even if it means showing her blank on national TV to
I'm
boost ratings.
I'm in.
Big fan of Ellen DeGeneres, are you, Pat?
Yeah, got it.
Sure, what's not to like?
Right.
Ellen DeGeneres is hell-bent to make her new talk show a success, even if it means showing her blank on national TV to boost ratings. Please hold your answer. Is the panel ready?
I'm in.
Everybody good? Well, we're all set on this one.
All right, Pat the Splat. Ellen DeGeneres is hell-bent to make her new talk show a success, even if it means showing her blank on national TV to boost ratings. What's your answer, Pat?
Breast.
showing her breasts. Yes, and Don, you're a fan of Ellen's breasts, so no doubt that's what you said.
No, I said she would show her penis and scrot.
Oh, not a match.
And I like the pluses that you're putting on your answers in this game. I see a new trend.
Extra points for effort. Not a match, though. How about you, Trini?
Boobs.
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 That's a match. That's a match.
Very good. Pat advances. How about you?
Said shows her penis.
Not a match. Buzz.
And I also said penis.
Oh, there
penis.
You go. So penis. You should have gone with Ellen's penis, Pat. Sorry about that. Pat, because you are ahead, you get a chance to go first. I need you to pick A or B.
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 Pat, do you have Ellen's penis?
Okay, here we go, Pat. Please. Listen right now. Congratulations to USA Today's Craig Wilson.
Oh, God.
Yeah, his column, The Final Word, just got a corporate sponsorship. Yeah, every week, Craig is now brought to you by blank.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing, Pat, if you've listened to the show, you've heard Don and Mike talk about Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
And his column, The Final Word. Well, it just got a corporate sponsorship. Every week, Craig is now brought to you by blank. Please hold your answer, and I believe the panel is right.
Hold on.
Is it? Trini,
yes,
you haven't yet? Waiting on Trini.
All right. I'm in. We're just waiting on Trini.
Okay, Trini's in.
We're ready.
All right, Pat, USA Today's Craig Wilson has column The Final Word just got a corporate sponsorship. Every week, Craig is now brought to you by blank. What you say?
We say Taco Bell.
I see.
Taco Bell. Wow, this guy's going to be a big loser.
Yeah, I hope there are parting gifts for Pat. Don, what is the sponsor of Craig Wilson?
KY Petroleum Jelly.
There it is.
Good sponsorship, no match. How about you, Trini?
The Penile Enlargement Company.
Oh. Wow. Not a match.
Wow, Trini.
That's not Taco Bell. How about you, Mike?
I put Astroglide.
A-S-S-T-R-O,
Astroglide.
Fantastic picture yet again.
Thank you. That's Craig Wilson.
Hi, Buzz. What'd you say?
Well, thinking of the prom, I said you're FTD Flores.
Oh, there you go. No match there. Lori, if you have even one match here, you tie. Two to win. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So okay, please concentrate. Is the panel ready?
Yeah.
Very
absolutely.
Good. Buzz,
are you ready for this one? All right.
Ready.
It was smart for CBS to get Rosie O'Donnell to host the Survivor reunion. I mean, after all, the survivors can discuss eating bugs, and Rosie can discuss eating blank.
I'm in.
You know that Survivor reunion show, Lori, you know, where they get all the survivors together?
Right.
They got Rosie O'Donnell to host it, and it was a smart move for the Columbia Broadcasting System. You see, the survivors can discuss eating bugs, and Rosie can talk about eating blank. Hold your answer, please.
I'm in.
Waiting on Don.
I'm ready.
All right. Everybody
ready?
In?
I'm in.
All right, Lori. Smart for CBS to get Rosie O'Donnell to host the Survivor reunion. The survivors can discuss eating bugs, and Rosie can talk about eating blank. What did you say?
Women?
Women.
Women.
What did you say, Don?
Don't delete this out.
Okay.
Because it's not being taken in context with what
no,
Rob
you're
has
just
said.
Saying a word. Just
right.
Saying a word.
Vagina.
So out of context, Trini, what did you say?
Fish.
That's a match.
That's also a match. Very well worded. How about you, Mike?
I have a nice picture of Rosie O'Donnell with her mustache and carpet.
That's also nice. And carpet. Buzz?
I said the place.
Ah, that's
there it is.
Sweet. And Lori, we will see you in final match. Thank you, Lori.
That means
wonderful.
This round is over.
That's right. So
and,
we need two more contestants.
All right, Lori, you stand by.
Okay.
Pat, we will have a parting gift for you. We'll have the Kiss DVD and the 6 Feet Under prize pack from HBO. Thank you for listening to the show on WYSP.
Right.
And now we need... Two more contestants,
absolutely.
Two more contestants, 877-365-3636. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-438-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
All right. Ignorant.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know who's ignorant? Whoever the moron is on the dump button.
Are we being censored again?
Yeah, now, Lisa.
Violation of our First Amendment. Violation.
Explain what happened during the match game.
All I'm going to say is your answer. That's
and
all
also,
we're going to say.
When we were talking about... When we were reading the emails...
About Dan Mason.
The word... The word that
Thank
was,
you for mentioning that name, Lisa.
The word that was dumbed out was stool.
Ah.
You know, like the chair.
Yeah.
Right. Like what I'm sitting on right now.
Huh. Thanks. Thanks, Lisa.
Because that's an evil word.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Stool. He's still one of my favorite words in the English language.
Jesus Christ, there we go. Let's play the game.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2002. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Stool.
Mike O'Mara.
Stool.
Michael J. Elston.
Stool.
And your host, Rob Spielberg.
Stool. Hi, stars.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. And you know, I feel I should correct Dude Walker there. This is not just Match Game 2002. This is Big Money Match Game 2002.
All right.
Odds are playing for
$100 and a chance to double it to $200.
Wow. Now, Trini has to get back in here.
She's working like a Trojan today.
She is. To play the game with us, we have two brand new contestants.
And we saved her a stool.
And knock off the condom references, bro.
We have Chuck from West Virginia. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Doc.
Hello there. Hello, Chuck. And also, we have Ron from Baltimore. Hello, Ron.
What's up, guys?
All right, dude, you both know how to play the game?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's get to it, Robbie.
Very good. Hello, stars, and hello, contestants.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Chuck and Ron, as you recall, we flipped a coin backstage. Chuck, you won, and so you get to choose first. So, Chuck, when you're ready, I need you to please pick A or B.
I would like A.
Hey.
And Trini's here. Hi, Trini.
Hi, Rob.
Let's begin. From our, this is for you, Chuck. From
and
our...
just for background, Trini is our board op in New York and also answers phones.
Right.
And, enjoys having sex with the white devil.
Exclusively.
Yeah, we've had Trini on the show before.
Is that right, Trini?
That's right.
That's right. Thank you.
All right, Chuck, with that in mind, from our vehicular manslaughter department, Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick might not prove to be very good parents, Chuck. Seems they registered for baby gifts at blank. They registered
now,
for baby gifts at blank. You know that Sarah Jessica Parker, she's pregnant, right, Chuck?
Yes, right.
And the father, allegedly, is Matthew Broderick. They might not be very good parents. It seems they registered for baby gifts at blank.
Okay, I'm lost. I'm lost.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Shall we throw it out?
Yes. Toss it out and give us another one, Rob.
Done and done.
Looking good.
I had an answer, though.
What was your answer?
I know where you were going for it. Scatlover.com.
Hey, that's good.
Perfect.
I was looking for, perhaps, tobacconist, liquor store, something to that effect.
Okay. Dangerous.
So...
Sorry. Thank you, crowd. And hello, stars.
Hey, Rob.
Hi again, Rob.
Hi, Chuck.
Rob.
Let's begin again. Here's
right.
A.
Rob.
We were all surprised to see the Don Imus article in Parade magazine.
Okay.
Everyone expected an article on Don Imus to be in blank.
Oh, I'm in.
One more time, Rob, because I wasn't paying attention.
We were all surprised to see the Don Imus article in Parade magazine last week, because everyone expected an article on Don Imus to be in blank.
I'm so in. This is so easy.
I'm in.
Now, this is a home run. Are you in, Mike?
I'm in.
Trini, you ready, honey? Hey, Trini?
Yes.
Are you ready? No?
No?
No.
First thing that comes to mind.
Anything. Just jot anything down, Trini. Read her the prompt again, Rob.
Okay. We were all surprised to see the Don Imus article in Parade magazine. Everyone expected an article on Don Imus to be in blank.
Okay.
All right, is the panel right?
Yeah. Ready.
Ready.
All right, Chuck.
She's finally gotten it.
Yes.
The Don Imus article in Parade magazine, everyone expected it to be in blank in what, Chuck?
I would say the obituary.
Ah, the obituary is a good place for Don Imus to be. How about you, Don? Do you have his obituary?
Of course I do.
Ah, good answer.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Rock star.
The obit.
Homeless
elf,
guy.
Elf nut.
Right.
Yes. The obituary.
Ah, yeah. Chuck looks like a player. What'd you come up with?
Obits.
Obits.
Obits
is a match.
The
how about
obits.
You, Mike?
I got Obits.
Obits is a match.
Yeah.
And Buzz?
The obituary.
Hey, wow. Way to go.
Hey. Nice playing. Nice playing.
As a matter of fact, that should be his brand new cereal.
Sure. Obits.
Don Imus' Obits.
I like this cereal. Obits.
Obits.
I hope you enjoy my honey roasted obituaries.
Stupid idiots.
Stupid Eddie Bernard.
All right, Ron, you got some playing to do, so here's your clue.
Okay.
Aging rocker Paul McCartney is out on tour yet again. But things aren't like they used to be. Now he sings, "All You Need Is Blank."
I'm in.
I'm in.
Wow, the panel likes this one. Ron, are you going to go see Paul McCartney?
Nah.
No, it's an expensive ticket. Aging rocker Paul McCartney's out on tour yet again, but things aren't like they used to be, because now he sings, "All You Need Is Blank." Hold your answer, please.
I'm in. And Buzz?
I'm in.
In.
Trudy.
Everybody in?
Yeah. Yeah, your panel's right, Rob.
All right, let's go then, Ron.
I'm going to say Viagra.
All you need is Viagra. Very good. That's a good answer. How about you, Don? Do you have Paul's Viagra?
What was the setup again?
Aging rocker Paul McCartney's out on tour, but things aren't like they used to be because now he sings "All You Need Is Blank."
Oh, a one-legged girlfriend.
Right.
Perhaps. Sorry.
Not a match.
Not a match.
You took the pills today. You definitely took the pills today.
Not a match.
I knew it. I just knew he was going to do that.
How about you, Trini?
Love.
Love. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Spelled differently now. Trini.
That's it. You're good at this.
You see, the original answer was "All You Need Is Love," Trini.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Not a trick question.
Yeah.
How about you, Mike?
I have "All You Need Is Viagra."
Hey, match. Nice job, Ron. How about you, Buzz?
And I have Viagra.
Wow.
All right.
Excellent. We got a game here.
Buzz is speaking literally.
Yes,
Buzz has Viagra.
See me after the show.
He has props. All right, Chuck, you're ahead, so you still get to choose A or B.
Take A again.
Hey! Here we go. Chuck, listen carefully. I bet you didn't know, Chuck. Bet you didn't know this. Robert Blake was originally supposed to play Spider-Man in the film. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
It's true. Only in the Robert Blake version, he didn't shoot webs. He shot blank.
I'm in.
Hold your answer, please. Hold your answer. Good old Robert Blake, and I bet he looked good in that costume. Robert Blake originally supposed to play Spider-Man in the film. It's very true. Only in the Robert Blake version, he didn't shoot webs. He shot blank. Hold your answers, please. I believe the panel's almost ready.
Hold on.
Okay, Don?
Another long answer from Don.
A short story, if you please.
Wow. It's a novel.
It is. The Great American Novel.
All right, I'm in as well.
Well, very good. Trini, are you
in? I'm in.
Panel's right?
Good.
All right, Chuck. Bet you didn't know that Robert Blake was supposed to play Spider-Man in the film, only in the Robert Blake version he didn't shoot webs, he shot blank. What did you say?
I said his wife.
Ah, shot his wife. That would make a good movie. How about you, Don? Do you have that?
He shot his dumb whore two-named wife who probably deserved it.
Oh my God.
Hey, looks like they say that's a match. How about you, Trini?
His wife
and another match.
I got his wife.
Wow, lucky you. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Buzz?
Not webs, but wives.
There you go. That's a good Chuck. You know how to play this game, buddy.
Listen to them, Chuck.
Ron?
Yeah.
Let's work hard to make this a game.
I'm going.
Ron sounds a little down right now.
What, is the other guy killing him, Ron?
Yeah, it's currently 8-2, but Ron still has a play.
Very good.
Here you go, Ron.
All right, Ron, if you listen to the show, you'll know this. Mike O'Mara is looking for a bachelor pad, and his needs are simple. A bathroom, a bed, and hot and cold running blank. Hold your answer, please, Ron. Everyone knows good old Mike O'Mara. You know the old Mike. Looking for a bachelor pad.
I'm in.
His needs are simple. Oh, careful there.
Sorry, I'm in.
A bathroom, a bed, and hot and cold running blank.
I'm in.
Panel is largely in.
I'm in.
How about you, Trini?
I'm thinking.
Don't want to rush into it.
Think about Mike. Mike, like looking for a bachelor pad. He wants it to have hot and cold running what?
Ah.
She just thought of something.
She did.
But she still hasn't written anything down.
She's holding her head.
I'm in.
Oh, and she's in.
All right.
All right, Ron. You've had some time to think about it. Mike O'Mara is looking for a bachelor pad, and his needs are simple. A bathroom, a bed, and hot and cold running blank. What'd you say, Ron?
I'm going to have to say booze.
Hot and cold running booze.
Booze.
Do you have Mike's booze done?
No, I said Mike would want hot and cold, running penicillin.
Oh, wow. Okay. Not a match. Not a match. How about you, Jimmy?
You know, for beer. The diseases.
Oh. Yes, of course. Thank
beer.
You.
Beer. That's a match.
Thank you for explaining
good.
It, though.
How about you, Mike?
I had hot and cold running Asians.
That's as bad as penicillin.
I know it is. I was going to say hot and cold running love, but I said booze. And
booze!
There it is.
And we got ourselves a game here, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck, you're in the lead, so I need you to choose A or B.
I'll go with A.
Hey! And here we go. Oh, we just talked about Mike. Let's talk a little bit about Don Geronimo.
I'm ready. Yes.
Don Geronimo is really getting buddy-buddy with his New York neighbor, Danny the Dwarf. In fact, just last night, the diminutive Danny made Don a delicious treat, a batch of blank.
Oh, I'm in. Okay.
All right.
One more time, please.
Don Geronimo is really getting buddy-buddy with his New York neighbor, Danny the Dwarf. In fact, just last night, the diminutive Danny made Don a delicious treat, a batch of blank.
Okay. I'm in.
Hold on, I'm not in. I'm not in. I had an answer, but I realize it's not good.
I'm in.
All right, I'm in. All right. I believe the panel's just about in.
I'm in.
Chuck, you've heard us talk about Danny the Dwarf, no doubt.
Yes.
All right, well, Don's his good buddy, and Danny appreciates that. In fact, just last night, he made Don a delicious treat, a batch of blank. What'd you say?
I said brownies.
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 I get it.
Brownies.
No, I don't.
No,
I don't either.
Do you have Danny's brownies there, Don?
No, you know, Danny is a dwarf.
Right.
He mixed me up a batch of smallpox.
Oh, that's not a match. Can't match that. How about you, Trini?
Short ribs.
Short.
Way to go, Trini.
Very good, Trini.
Not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said he mixed him up a batch of elfin goo.
Oh, that's no fag.
Oh, wow. How about you, Buzz?
I had shortcake.
Oh,
hey, there we go.
All right. Well, you know what? This puts us in a good spot because, Ron, if you match all four here, you've tied him up, so I need you to listen carefully, okay?
Gotcha.
Here we go. The Undertaker is having a bit of trouble with the body of Linda Lovelace.
Oh.
I'm sorry to report, this is true. He ran out of embalming fluid and had to pump her full of blank.
Okay. I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Ron, you a fan of Linda Lovelace?
Kind of.
Yeah, she's nice work, body of work. But the Undertaker's having, it's a shame we lost her, Undertaker having a bit of trouble with the body of Linda Lovelace. He ran out of embalming fluid and had to pump her full of blank.
I think we're all ready.
Okay, yeah. The panel is right. Ron, what did he pump her full of?
Jizz.
Jizz.
Double Z, baby. Do you have jizz, Don?
I might be deleted.
Right. Yeah.
Lisa, will I be deleted if I read my entire list? Yes.
Let's just stick with the double Z then.
Then I'll stop.
Right.
Well, semen, that's a match.
Okay, very good.
DNA.
DNA is a match. How about you, Mike?
I got goo.
Goo is a match. How about you, Buzz?
And I said goo.
Goo is a syringe. This is a tie game. Congratulations.
Way to go.
Wow, that's really getting exciting.
That's
so
fantastic.
Chuck, I have in my hand the same coin that we flipped backstage.
No, wait. They dumped out my answer again.
What?
Just you?
Just me.
Making friends, baby.
You know, I can't help it that... Jesus Christ. Let me just say this. If you go on a submarine, you know what's in a lot of submarines?
What, Don?
Seamen.
That's right.
There you go. Very good.
Sailors. Seamen. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Trying to do a show that's funny.
Jesus.
Trying to do a show that's funny.
Jesus. They're really behind you around here.
There's a stool.
Corn.
Thick.
Seamen.
Goo.
Like the guys who are on the ship.
It's quite a dance today. Is this happening back at home?
Yes. Yes, Katie, who has a vagina.
Wow.
Well, that's just a medical fact.
Okay.
Wow.
That's perfectly acceptable.
You know, Gene Rayburn never had to go through this.
Rob, go ahead.
All right, we have in our hand the coin. Chuck, when I say now, please call it in the air. And if you win, you're going on to final match. Ready?
All right.
Chuck, call it.
Oh, this is all you do. Tails. The coin. Oh,
that's okay. All we do.
Okay, all right. And
it is tails. Chuck, we'll see you.
Way to go, Chuck.
In right. Final match versus Lori.
All right,
thank
so
you.
Let's see. When we come back, it's Chuck right? versus Lori.
Right. Do we have some parting gifts for Ron?
Yes, we do. We have the Hooters prize pack from Hooters. Watch for the Hooters party bus. And we also have the Novocaine DVD, the offbeat comedy starring Steve Martin and Lori.
What?
Now we're gonna have to delete that out.
Wow!
Is that you, Ron?
I just bought all the lines on hold.
Oh, I think Ron said, "Why the f did I say brownies?"
He did.
Said, "How the f did I say brownies?"
Hey, Ron, Chuck said brownies.
Oddly enough, that got through.
Who?
Chuck, are you there? Which one of you guys said what? Hey, what the f did I do?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. All right, let me show you the other guy. Hey, Chuck, did you say what the f?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, God, Chuck, watch out, Chuck.
Chuck, you're going to final match. Why are you upset?
I had my hand over the phone.
Yeah, but what are you upset for? You're going to the final match.
I'm not upset.
Okay.
All right, well, you sound like it.
I like it. What the F, and we could hear it.
I like a guy that gets into the game.
Clear as day.
I do.
I'm excited.
There you go.
Hold on a second. You guys are on the DVD copy of Novocaine.
What the F did I say, Brownie?
More adjourn. That is from Potomac Video. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, if you want to change your image, you got to get your face out there. Oh, on the radio.
That's it, the radio. I'll go on the most popular program of the day. I assume that's still Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
I was just on the phone with one of the industry trade publications during the break there.
Yes.
And, you know, not to keep doing the J.O. thing here about the ratings in D.C.
Right.
But not only in the overall listeners, but in every demographic, the highest rated day part on WJFK is the midday time slot.
Wow.
Nice. And apparently some of the trades are going with that as a lead story, saying normally the highest ratings
right.
for a radio station are in mornings or afternoons.
Right.
Yet you guys on WJFK were the highest rated show.
That's wonderful.
In every category and every demographic.
And we thank Washington, D.C. for that.
And the other shows had good ratings as well.
Very good.
You guys have given us greater ratings, so... Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Wonderful. Really get some positive press. Also, a lot of stuff has been dumped out of the show today.
Yeah, there seems to be kind of a overkill with that today.
And I would like to just tell you a brief story that... Oh, and Trini, get back in here because we're going to play the game. Trini, as a matter of fact, who is our New York board operator.
Yes.
Right.
She is a woman. And
how?
She has a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
When we do the show here
mm-hmm.
in the studios, some guys sit, I stand.
Right.
I do not sit like Rob is on a stool.
Right.
And when my wife and I were trying to conceive a child,
right.
Bart is now 17, this would be almost 18 years ago, when they gave me a fertility test,
right.
I had to go in and give them a semen sample.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm just trying to cover.
I think we are all caught up now.
Okay, gotcha.
Fantastic.
All right, and now let's hey, the last round.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2002. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Very frustrated.
Michael Mara.
Hi.
Michael J. Elston.
Hello.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hi. it's me, King Stool.
Hi, Rob.
How you guys doing?
Hi, Rob.
Hello, panel.
Rob.
Hey. Hi, Robbie.
Rob.
Got a good bunch of stars here today, and also we've got Glory and Chuck, who will be joining us today for Final Match.
And you forgot to introduce Trini.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Hi, Trini.
Oh, hi, Trini.
Hi, Don.
There's the microphone.
Trini, it's always excellent to have you here. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
And haven't we met them before, or why are you greeting them in such a fresh, like you've never greeted them before?
Oh, Lori and Chuck, it's exciting because the winner of this final match will win $100 and go on to Supermatch for a chance to double their money.
Don't look at me like that.
For $200.
I forgot this is the bit that never ends.
All right, Ralph.
So it's Lori and Chuck, and they are going to play one more round of match game.
Final match.
Final match. Okay, here we go.
Very good, Lori. We did flip a coin backstage, and you won, so you get to choose A or B.
Hey.
Very good. So, Lori, it seems Whoopi Goldberg is leaving the Hollywood Squares. Did you know this?
I didn't know that.
This is true. She's leaving. And regulars in the series say that they're going to miss her witty remarks, but they won't miss her blank.
Oh, hi, man.
You a big fan of Whoopi Goldberg, Lori?
A little bit.
Yeah, well, she's leaving Hollywood Squares, not only as a series regular in the middle square, but as producer. And the series regulars say that they will miss her witty remarks, but what they won't miss is her blank. Lori, please hold your answer while the panel measures in.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
How about you, Mike?
I'm in.
And Trini's in. Robbie, your panel's right.
Lori, the panel is right. So, Whoopi Goldberg is leaving the Hollywood Squares series. Regulars say that they will miss her witty remarks, but they won't miss her blank. What'd you say?
Her hairstyle?
Her beautiful hairstyle. Don, do you have Whoopi's hair?
I wish I could have said this now in a more blunt way.
Yes?
Her feminine odor.
Oh! Not a match. Not a match, but they're not...
Feminine odor.
Not going to miss that. How about you, Trini?
Bad breath.
Bad breath.
From above or below, it's the same thing. How about you, Mike?
I said her farts. I just like the idea of Whoopi farting.
You're from the center square. How about you, Buzz?
I matched Mike with noxious gas.
Noxious gas.
Not a match.
Nice effort, Lori, but no match. Chuck, a chance for you to really go out in front, so here's your clue. The pollen doesn't bother sweet, doughy-headed Joe Artinger. You familiar with Joe, Chuck?
Yes.
Yeah, the pollen doesn't bother Joe. The only thing that he's allergic to is blank.
Oh, I'm in.
The pollen has just been outrageous around here, Chuck, but it doesn't bother Joe Artinger.
I'm in.
Joe's the assistant producer of the Don and Mike Show, world's oldest phone screener. The only thing that Joe Artinger is allergic to is blank.
I'm in, Buzz.
I'm in.
Panel is right. Chuck, your chance to shine. What is Joe Artinger allergic to?
Big words.
Allergic.
Big words.
That's cute. Cute would be the word for that. Don, do you have a cute answer?
I do.
What did you say?
Joe is. Hold on, first, Lisa's sending me an instant message.
Lisa weighing in on this one?
Assistant producer, I wouldn't say that. Let's not go crazy.
Okay, right. Sorry about that. Right. Phone screener, Joe Artinger.
So send it up again, Robbie.
The pollen doesn't bother sweet, doughy-headed Joe Artinger. The only thing that the world's oldest phone screener is allergic to is blank.
Hard work.
Yes. Make some sneak. How about you, Trini?
Work.
Not a match. How about you, Mike?
Work.
Not a match.
Look
how about
this.
You, Buzz?
I said work.
Wow. It's 0-0.
That would have been a windfall for you.
Perfect game for both of you guys. Lori, I need you to choose A or B.
I'm going to go with B.
B.
We don't like B as much as A.
Not as much fun when you do that, Lori. Please keep that in mind. Here's your clue. Have you heard that Ron and Fez have moved in together?
Oh, you mean the disc jockeys?
Yeah, they follow us by a few hours here at WNEW.
Really?
Yeah, Ron and Fez have moved in together. It's a lovely apartment. They have separate bedrooms, but they share a blank. You familiar with Ron and Fez, Lori?
Yeah, they're disc jockeys. They're a disc jockey team like me and Mike.
Yeah, and they've moved in together. They have a lovely apartment here in New York City. Separate bedrooms, but they share a blank.
I'm in.
Huh. Hold on, I'm having a tough time with this.
Me too.
They share a...
All right, I'm in. Don and Mike are in. Trini's in.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Lori? Ron and Fez have moved in together. It's a lovely apartment. Separate bedrooms, but they share a blank. What do they share?
Wow.
That'd be something, wouldn't it? Don, do they share a woman?
Doesn't make a lot of sense. They just would. They share a needle.
God damn it.
What?
Nothing.
Not a match. I'm an attorney.
A woman.
A woman is a man. Very good. How about you?
I sometimes hate that you go first. A needle.
I didn't steal it from you. I swear to God.
No, I know you didn't. I mean, I'm just saying, great minds think alike.
That's so fine. Share a needle. That is funny. How about you, Buzz?
Separate rooms, but they share a bed.
Bed.
I like needle.
That's a good answer. A lot of good answers there, and Lori's got a match. Yeah. So, Chuck, you got some work to do. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Here is your clue. This week on the Osbournes, Sharon has an argument. Jack has a party, and Ozzy has a blank. Only on MTV. Big fan of the Osbournes, are you? Are
not
you?
Really.
No? You've seen it, though?
No. Try to keep up.
Hot, baby.
I'm in.
This week on the Osbournes, Sharon has an argument, Jack has a party, and Ozzy has a blank. Only on MTV. Panel is right.
We're ready, yes.
All right, Chuck, on the Osbournes this week, Ozzy has a blank. What does he have?
Heart attack.
Heart attack.
Heart attack.
Good answer. And you know what? Not that far-fetched.
Possible.
Do you have Ozzy's coronary done?
No, I would. Ozzy has a poop in his pants.
Oh, not a match. I'd tune in for that. How about you, Trini?
Solid BM.
Good answer. Save that for sweets. How about you, Mike?
I said a stroke.
Stroke?
Ozzy has a stroke.
I'm going to give it to him as a match.
All right.
Heart attack and stroke close enough.
Very good.
Happy day, Chuck. How about you, Buzz?
I'm going to make it two. I said stroke.
All right. So Chuck moves out in the lead. So, Chuck, you need to choose A or B.
I'll take A.
A. And just when you thought I would escape unscathed, it turns out that Rob and Carrie Spiewak, that's me and my wife, are having another baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they sure are excited. As a matter of fact, Rob has already bought his wife a new charm for her bracelet, a lovely sterling silver blank.
I'm in.
Chuck, now would be a good time to congratulate me and my wife, if you like.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you very much, because we're having another baby, and we sure are excited.
Are you in, Buzz?
I'm in.
And I've already bought Carrie a new charm for her bracelet, a lovely sterling silver blank. I believe the panel is right. Everybody in? Chuck, what is that charm?
I have no idea.
Good answer.
You got to guess something.
The pill.
A charm of a birth control pill.
Wow, that would be pretty in sterling silver. It's a good answer, Chuck.
No, it's not.
No, you're right, Chuck.
You're not going to cuss again, are you?
No.
Okay, very good. Don, do you have a sterling silver pill?
No, I said that she got you a... You got her nice sterling silver swastika.
Wow, yeah, I love her. That's not a match. How about you, Trini?
Handcuffs.
Also a good answer. Mike?
I had swastika.
Hey, I like that one. Can I have that? He's got a picture of it.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's good. Send that over.
Take it home.
Thank you. Frame it for the baby. How about you, Mike? I'm sorry, Buzz?
I said a sterling silver condom.
Oh, there you go.
So very close. So, Chuck, you have two. Lori, that means one match to tie, two to win. So listen carefully. Are you ready?
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Congratulations to legendary disc jockey Michael Scott Shannon.
Michael Scott Shannon.
It was recently revealed that Shannon has received more blanks than anyone else in broadcasting. Congratulations to legendary disc jockey Michael Scott Shannon. He's been a hot topic on the show lately, Lori.
Oh, yeah, there's so many ways I can go.
Yeah, so
he's
true.
He's received so many...
It's recently revealed that Shannon has received more blanks than anyone else in broadcasting.
I'm in.
Panel still thinking it through. Lori, are you coming up with an answer?
I'm lost on this one.
All right, well, I need you to try and think like the panel.
All right,
I'm in.
Scott Shannon, legendary broadcaster, very talented man.
Buzz, you ready?
I'm in.
I believe the panel is all in. Lori, here's the clue one more time. Congratulations to legendary disc jockey Michael Scott Shannon. It was recently revealed that Shannon has received more blanks than anyone else in broadcasting. What do you say, Lori?
I'm going to have to go with BJ's.
BJ's.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Don, do you have a BJ for Michael Scott Shannon?
He said he's had more appointments with abortionists.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Not a
bad. Going to go with aborted feces.
My goodness.
Feces or fetuses?
Feces.
What did I say? Aborted fetus?
Yeah. Aborted feces.
Abort that feces. How about you, Trini?
Facelift.
Oh, yeah. Good answer.
That is another good answer. No match. How about you, Mike?
I said facelifts.
Not a match. Answer. And how about you? Last chance for a BJ, Buzz. was.
Three in a row. I said facelift.
And you lose scars. Well, I'm sorry, Lori, but congratulations, Chuck. You've won $100, and you are going to Supermax.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Now, listen, Lori, for you, don't go anywhere yet, Trini. For you, we have the Hooters prize pack. You'll also get the Kiss DVD, and you get the 6 Feet Under prize pack. And, Lori, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Now, Rob, we're going to finish this up right here in this break.
Yeah, I imagine you could probably look in the near future to see Scott Shannon on 6 Feet Under.
All right, here is Chuck from West Virginia, who's already won $100, right?
He has a chance to double it here. Chuck, what I need from you first is I need you to pick from the celebrity panel, who do you want to play Super Match with, be it Don, Trini, Mike, or Buzz?
I'll play with Buzz.
All right, very good.
Buzz.
So, Buzz, I need you to put on your thinking cap, and Trini, I need you to stay. This won't take long, I promise.
Trini's dying to get out of here.
She's dying to get out of here. Buzz, I need you to lock in your answer to this.
All right.
Clue. Blank cream.
Okay.
Blank cream. Do not reveal it.
Right.
And let me know once it's locked in.
I'm in.
Very good. You're in. All right, Chuck, now our three other panelists will offer suggestions. Then you can either take one of their suggestions or go out on your own. If you match Buzz, you double your money. Don, how would you complete blank cream?
I would say shaving cream.
Shaving cream. Good answer. Trini?
Ice cream.
Ice cream, also good. And Mike, how would you do it?
Hand cream.
Hand cream.
Of course you would.
Shaving cream.
Of course,
cream,
Bruce.
And ice cream, Bruce. Those are all good answers. What you have to do is try and think, what would Buzz say? Chuck, how would you complete blank cream?
I'm going away from the panel and go with whipped cream.
Whipped cream and other delights. Very good. A good answer. Buzz, if you have whipped cream on your card, he doubles his money. What do you got?
I'm whipped.
Hey. Whoa! Whipped cream.
What a
good choice, Chuck.
Thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
Congratulations,
fantastic.
Chuck. You've won $200 from Big Money Match Game 2002. You must be thrilled.
I am thrilled, Rob.
Hey, Mother Chucker, way to go. You pulled that one out.
Man, that's fantastic.
Whipped cream.
The way to match with Buzz is go away from the panel.
Thank
right.
you.
Hey, gotcha.
Absolutely.
Hey, Chuck, you and Chuck, you and everybody else, thank you so much for listening. That was a good edition, Rob.
Yeah. Good job, Robbie.
I think we have the closing credits here.
Match Game is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Gambit.
There you go. Match Game 2002.
Boom. Gambit. God damn it.
So we never had Steve Ducey come by today. We never had Frank Gorshin come by. And
Trini's funnier than both of those guys.
That's right.
There you go.
I don't know what the band was. Alien Ant Farm. Some guy from Alien Ant Farm was going to come by, but he missed it as well.
It's too bad. So, a guy from Alien Ant Farm was going to be here.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn. Maybe next time.
I like the song.
Okay.
Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, that's a nice song.
The Michael Jackson song.
It's a nice tune.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
There you go. I'm looking at your symbol.
You know, it's funny. I forget that when I sit here, I'm doing nothing but pose for you.
I understand.
That's lovely.
Let's go to Guy Birdley right now. Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Buzz Burbank. Big winner he was there on the match game with whipped cream.
Whipped that cream.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That was Buzz.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, and what is your lead story today?
Today, A.J. Soprano pleads guilty.
Ooh! Oh, and also you should...
What?
You should be warned that in our next segment...
Yes?
Hints from Heloise.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know that old broad?
Yeah. Right.
She actually called us up.
She did.
She wanted to be on the show.
Right.
But I was telling Lisa before the show, I really have nothing to say to her.
So you pulled her?
No, she's going to call in.
Right.
And I think I'm just going to tell her she's worthless.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So if you want to hear me just blow off some bitch that writes a column in the newspaper.
Right.
You know, and we goof on the column all the time.
Oh, sure.
Because, like, dumb house frows write in. And, you
right.
know, dear Heloise, I found out a good way to remember where my gas, tank of my car is to put a red sticker
sure.
in my in the windshield on the side that the gas pump is on.
Right. Yeah, it'd be nice to have Ken Stephens and Alan Limewine talk to her.
I don't know if we have time for that.
Okay.
I'd rather just blow her off, to be honest with you. Is that all right, Lisa? Well, you know, well, what the hell? She doesn't care. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for News the Comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Joe, you're premature with the green cartridge there, Joe.
I'm sorry, you're still there. I'm still with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joe. The only thing he's allergic to is hard work.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Cut my life into pieces.
All right.
This is my last resort.
I got something for you.
America's favorite helmet, Don and Mike.
Let me tell you that tomorrow on the show, we're giving away $1,000 in cash.
All right.
And $1,000 worth of airfare from Hotwire to visit your mom on Mother's Day.
Very good.
What you want to do is go to www.hotwire.com. Look up the round trip hot fare to visit your mom.
Right.
Then print it out and fax it to us, along with a cover letter telling us why we should select you.
Because I love my mom real good.
We might just call you on the air tomorrow to tell you you've won.
Very good.
So fax your Hotwire hot fare and cover letter to us at 800-636-6410.
Fantastic.
Your balls are in action tonight.
Go balls!
Tantalizing ball action. Dynamite Gutter Balls, that's our the show bowling team, everybody from the show.
Right.
We make our return to Chelsea Piers tonight
Great bowling alley.
Battle Nagarelli.
Yeah.
Team Nagarelli. Our big balls hit the lanes at 7:30. If you miss it, you'll regret it for the rest of your life, I swear to God.
Nagarelli. We spoke to them today. They sound like an interesting group of men.
And, Mike, with too much is going on this week, I'm afraid we're going to move the craziest mom contest to next week.
To Monday.
Monday
or next week?
Tuesday.
Next week. Tuesday.
Probably have to talk about it Monday, do it Tuesday.
Very good.
Or Thursday.
It's the trip to Cancun, Mexico from Dos Equis.
Crazy mom contest has been canceled.
Or the double X.
No, I'm joking. I'm just joking. Don't know.
The crazy mom contest has not been canceled.
I know. I'm joking.
It's just we've got so much stuff happening.
I know. I understand.
We've not been able to sell it properly.
Of course, Bruce.
And you know, today we get all backed up. Now, let me just say, this is going to be a new segment on the show, maybe a one-time only segment, and I'm just going to call this absolute naked cruelty.
Oh no!
Welcome to.
Oh no! Why the hatred for this woman?
I will take credit for this. I won't even attach your name to this.
Okay. All right. Good.
Don Geronimo.
You know what? I don't even know this person. I'm not even sure what. I don't think I've ever read it. What paper is it in?
It's in every newspaper.
Oh, really? So I don't think I've ever read.
Welcome to Don Geronimo's Pure Naked Cruelty.
Oh, dear.
Give me like some AC/DC music, Rob.
All right.
Now, there's this bitch that writes this column called Hints from Heloise.
That's correct.
And we've goofed on the column occasionally.
Right.
Like when a woman said that when she goes in the attic, she bumps her head, so she wears a hockey helmet.
Hockey, I remember that one. Okay. Hint.
So, like, we've called women who have written to Heloise, and she prints these dumb hints in her column, and for some reason, she called us and wanted to be booked on the show.
She wanted to come on our show.
Yeah, we didn't call her.
No.
One day she just called us on the request line.
Okay.
She said, hey, I'm Heloise.
Want to come on the show?
I want to be on the Don and Mike show.
Is she aware of your hatred for her?
She wants to plug a book.
All right.
So, get ready now.
This could be uncomfortable.
For Naked Cruelty, starring Don Geronimo. Hello, Heloise?
Yes.
You are worthless.
The reason I called last time is I didn't really call to plug the book. I was in D.C. and somebody told me you talked about a hint that was in the column.
Yeah, just about how it sucked.
Well, do you remember the hint?
Yeah, some stupid gummy wrote you and said that they had trouble finding stuff in their attic, so they put on a hockey helmet when they went up in the attic.
No, I hate to tell you this, sweetheart, but that wasn't me. That was an old Irma Bombeck column.
Now, I hate to tell you this, honey, but it was you.
Giving back a little make
it
cruel.
Well, I tell you what.
Rob, was it Hints from Heloise or
if
not?
If you it find sure it was. In the column, if you find it and show that it was actually my column...
Then what? Will you kill yourself?
No, I don't think you're worth it. I'll send you some chili from Texas.
Not only was it in your column, someone called in or wrote in, said that was the hint, and we called them, and the daughter of the person agreed that it was a bad hint.
It was your column.
Well, you show it to me.
You're worthless. Heloise, you're worthless.
Your opinion, and you're certainly entitled to it, but there are a lot of other people who disagree.
They're all stupid idiots. Hey, Heloise.
But they listen to your show, don't they?
I hate you, Heloise.
You're welcome to, but they listen to your show, don't they?
I hate you, Heloise.
You're more than welcome to.
Go to hell, Heloise. All right, thanks for being on the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
She stayed on the line. She stayed on the line.
Never got her plugs.
I was hoping she'd take the sex quiz.
And Rob, please go through and research that and find that segment. I don't know if we saved it or not.
So she doesn't claim authorship of that.
But it sure as hell was Hints from Heloise.
Was that out of Parade magazine?
No, it's in the Washington Post every day.
By the comic.
No, I mean, it was the one you were talking about. I wasn't sure, what it was.
No, you mean Hints from Heloise?
Right.
No, it's
right.
In the Washington Post.
Okay.
In the regular newspaper part every day.
Every day.
In the comics.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And Irma Bombeck, hello, dead.
Yes.
She's very dead.
She's been dead for 2 years or so.
Right.
At least so.
At least. All right, anyway. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The boy who played A.J. Soprano won't be back in court on May 6th after all.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
There's no need now that Robert Eilers reached a deal with prosecutors on the mugging charges he faced.
What?
Yesterday in court, it's true, Tony, he copped a petty larceny and was sentenced to 3 years probation. He could have gotten a year in prison after he and three friends strong-armed a couple of Brazilian teenagers out of $41 in front of a deli.
He doesn't like kids from Brazil.
The victims say they were threatened with a box knife and the words, "Do you want to die?"
It's because of the mixed nuts. He doesn't like the nuts. He doesn't like those big, fat, ugly nuts.
The Brazil nuts.
That's why. That's why he did it. I said, go ahead, beat him up. But you don't like the nuts.
During yesterday's hearing, Eiler mumbled his way through a prepared statement expressing sorrow for the trouble he caused.
He don't care. Don't tell you. Say that in front of the lawyer. Why? He doesn't care. He doesn't like the nuts.
Hundreds of Pennsylvanians, many of them singing and praying, rallied around a plaque of the Ten Commandments yesterday as officials covered up the plaque. Obeying a court order, sheriff's deputies protected a work crew as the workmen bolted an aluminum cover over the plaque at the Chester County Courthouse.
What a lovely exercise.
A district court judge ordered the cover-up in a church and state ruling. The plaque's been there for 82 years. But is now officially unconstitutional. A 22-year-old man who was dragged away by the deputy shouted, "This is God's law and no man can remove it." Other people gasped and shrieked and chanted, "You can't cover the truth."
Right.
But no one was arrested.
Just remember, this you can quote me on.
Okay.
7 out of 10 will get you into heaven. I always live by that.
It's a fair average. Right.
7 out of the 10 commandments will get you right into heaven.
That's when God spoke to you.
Go ahead and shoot for 8, though.
And then he said, "F Heloise."
Oh, God.
This is God.
Such hatred for that woman.
Heloise is a worthless skank.
Wow. Nearly 100 airport workers were arrested yesterday in the nation's capital. The feds rounded up 94 workers, including a dozen illegal immigrants. The government says they all lied to get their security badges. The bus went down at Dulles and at Reagan National, where one of the September 11th planes took off. The roundup included baggage screeners, cargo and maintenance workers, even janitors. The feds say none of the workers had terrorist connections, but made for a big gap in security against terrorism.
Yeah.
The airports will have new government-employed security personnel.
Damn, nice gap.
By the end of the year.
Fall into the gap. Baby gap.
If anyone's crying over the death of a New York City construction boss.
Gap-toothed late-night host.
If anyone's crying over the death of a New York City construction boss, the New York Post couldn't find them. The 45-year-old foreman from Ridgefield, New Jersey, was the overlord at a construction site in Lower Manhattan.
Overlord.
Until he was found dead yesterday with a pickaxe in his skull.
Ooh.
The body was found under some scrap metal. Buried under scrap metal and sandbags.
Yeah.
A white-collar guy who works in the area had heard this guy before. He told the newspaper you could hear him a block away. He yelled and screamed and used all sorts of profane language. I guess he won't be screaming anymore.
That's Brazil nuts.
And quoting a smiling construction worker.
Hi, Dynamite.
Robert. Quoting a smiling construction worker, I miss him. I'm going to cry.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Right.
Wow. A woman who was kidnapped and held for months by a truck driver has finally been rescued.
Hey, I saw this girl on the Today Show today. She looked to be in awful shape.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, goddamn. Mm-hmm. Really, the guy who did that.
Yeah.
Really.
Horrible.
He's not as bad as Eloise, though.
No, well, then who is?
The guy who did this awful thing to this woman.
I gotta start reading that now.
24
I'm late to the party on that. I want to find out where that comes from.
Join us. 24-year-old Katina Shattuck says she left more than 100 help messages in truck stop bathrooms around the country. Eventually, one of those notes was noticed at a rest stop in Tennessee. A janitor found a note near Chattanooga Friday that read, April 19, 2002, won't let me out, beating me, this is no joke. She also left the name of the trucking company.
God.
Now police have arrested a New York trucker whom acquaintances say had a problem with anger.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis is getting divorced again.
I said, Jerry Lee!
Jerry Lee!
What?
England can kiss my ass.
A wife number six, Carrie Lewis, is leaving him as a spouse, but will, according to Jerry, remain as his business partner.
What about wife number two, Sherry Lewis?
I don't know. They were married 17 years. They have run the family business together for 16 of those years.
And if he married Jerry Hall, it would be Jerry Lewis.
American women are starting to buy and use a new kind of bra to make their breasts bigger.
I've worn it.
The
this little girl had knockers.
The Brava uses suction to encourage growth. Suction. A surgeon tells ABC's Tech TV, basically you have large plastic domes over your breasts.
There you go.
Right.
Some women say they find the Brava bulky and heavy, but others say they're up at least one size already and ready for more.
Brava.
The suction is regulated by a microchip that includes, that includes a modem so women can upload their progress to a website.
Mama.
Sounds like that is a bad seal. The FDA has approved the Brava as an alternative to enhancement surgery, but the electric suction bra is still pricey. That's $2,500.
You know what's really awful? What? Droopy, saggy, veiny breasts.
Uh-huh.
Heloise.
Yeah.
Plus, we have to break.
This won't help her.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
The Don and Mike Show. Look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, our listeners really, really sometimes don't trust us.
Oh, really?
That, looking at the instant feedback, and... Are you there, sweetie?
I'm under this.
There's some people who think that that hint from Heloise was Frida.
Oh, really?
That we were, like, doing a goofy bit.
No way.
No, that was the hint from Heloise lady. I swear to Christ it was. What have you been doing?
I was practicing piano.
Huh.
You want to hear?
Ah, yes, I'd love to hear a selection.
Well, I'm not here right now, but I can set something up for you. How about a
recital? A recital?
Yeah. I'll
All right, listen, very, very briefly, because we are up against the clock.
No, it can't be today.
No. Play the song that's driving me crazy. The Rose.
I am not next to the piano right now.
She plays that song constantly.
Well, I'm working on it. You know, it takes me a while to get it down.
All right. So you're not by the piano?
No, I'm in your cave. I'm going through your stuff.
Well, get out of my room.
Well, the phone rang, my darling, and it was the closest one.
There you go. That's Frida, not to be confused with
Heloise.
That bitch Heloise. All right. Love you, honey.
I love you too, boo-boo.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, sweetie. Thank you.
Right.
You know, please, people, please. You can trust us. People, please.
Please.
Buzz.
Quality is job one.
Dynamite. A couple of stuntmen who worked on the Beretta television series with Robert Blake are expected to testify that he tried to hire them to kill his wife. Gary McLarty and Ronald Duffy Hamilton. They'll probably be key witnesses in Blake's murder trial, according to Blake's lawyer. Quoting the lawyer, though, the problem with these witnesses is, if it's true, why didn't they call the police? In Illinois, a dead man has been given a ticket for not wearing his seatbelt.
Was it Larry Lujack?
No. This man was also cited for improper lane usage. Police also,
was it Steve Dahl?
Also wrote him up for drunken driving. This dead man...
you, white trash.
Dead men cannot be prosecuted for crimes under Illinois law, but Bloomington police say they have to write the tickets anyway to keep prosecutors and insurance companies happy. They say the tickets go into evidence in the event of lawsuits or other disputes after the fact. Now, Bloomington police say they're required to find fault in any accident, even if the at-fault guy is dead.
Was it Wally Phillips? Wally Phillips is really dead.
No one.
Is it Bob Collins?
No.
You know, he's dead, too.
Yes, there are many of them are now.
As long as they don't wear plaid.
They're not allowed to. Dead men don't wear plaid. Buzz, don't forget that big reunion, that B96 reunion.
That's right.
It's a week from this Saturday.
Most of us are still alive.
Most of us, although some are dead.
Yes, that's true.
Babalu is dead. I'm not going to make a joke about that.
No, he'll be messed.
But this jockey that we worked with at B96 is dead.
I'm sorry.
And I am sad about that.
By odds alone, we couldn't all make it.
The weekend of debauchery is upon you.
Yeah. Week from Saturday, Buzz and I in Chicago.
Soon. Wow.
Just one night. It's just a one-night trip, though.
It's a one-night trip.
One
wild night.
We're going to cram a lot into our 24 hours, aren't we, Buzz?
24 hours of nonstop fun.
B96.
Woo!
B96 winner now.
You know what we have to do the day before you guys are leaving? We have to have a weekend blast off.
Yeah.
In honor of There's only been one murder this year in Palo Alto, California. The last murder trial drew a crowd of spectators, reporters, concerned family, and friends. But this one, involving two homeless men, drew only one spectator, a prosecutor, who summed up the case this way. It's just tragic that one human took another human's life over deodorant. A lot of people poke on their laptops. The homeless guys fought over deodorant. A lot of people poke on their laptops while they're not wearing pants. A new survey shows that nearly half of all Americans who use laptop computers do so while they're either completely naked or just wearing underwear. 60% say they've pecked away at their laptops while they were in bed.
That's me.
Yeah.
I use my laptop without pants when I'm lying next to cakes.
Exactly. Yeah. The parents of some boy band members are fighting back.
He takes his shirt off when he goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, he does, John.
He does. John Aldo. You do.
Make him laugh. The parents of some boy band members are fighting back against the record company suits who formed the band. Parents of the teams in Dream Street are suing two executives, saying that their kids were exposed to alcohol, women, and pornography in the course of the band's development.
Bonus party.
Get ready for the next step in reality TV programming.
All right.
Celebrity Dodgeball.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm watching.
Which reminds me, not to throw you off track here, but a million people have called today to say, if you watched the show yesterday, Extra.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Extra, they had a giant feature on Slam Ball.
Really?
Wow. A giant feature.
Gotta see that.
And it looks so freaking cool.
Can you still get in?
No.
That door is closed?
Yeah, that door is closed.
The window of opportunity has passed?
They're free to close the window.
Oh, man.
Can't do it.
Did you ever get to ask the question that if you had put up the money for that, that you could have been a player coach?
No, I would just be an investor, Mike. Look at me. Look at me.
The trampoline.
Look at me.
The great equalizer. That's what I was thinking. The great equalizer, the trampoline.
In sports, Texas Tech basketball coach Bobby Knight has pulled out of a charity appearance in Fort Worth.
Yes, he has.
He's unhappy about what the local paper wrote about his son's business practice.
And I'm unhappy, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
And the paper is co-sponsoring the event.
And who's sponsoring? The paper is.
Paper.
It's co-sponsoring, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
That's what they're doing.
You're not happy
that's
about
what
that.
I'm not happy about that.
Right.
Isn't that what they said?
That's what they
and
said.
And you're the newsman.
F me. You'll be running up the stairs saying F me all day long.
The general.
The Star-Telegram ran a front-page story that suggested that Tim Knight was skimming the profits from a university bookstore.
That's what they suggested.
That's what they said.
Isn't that what they did?
That's what they did.
And you know that, don't you?
I know that,
of course,
sir.
That's why you're reading that story.
That's correct, sir. The newspaper spokesman says of Bobby, he didn't like the story and is refusing to honor his
commitment. I didn't like that story, did I?
No, you didn't.
No, I did not.
And finally, they really thought they'd found something in a suburb of Boston. Young girl found what appeared to be an exotic two-headed mutant toad at her grandparents' swimming pool.
Hey, Buzz, you know what?
What?
I'm coming up on a... Give it to me in 10 seconds.
It wasn't a mutant toad. It was two toads mating.
All right, listen.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
New York.
Mike Show.
New York. New York. Toodaloo.
Yes.
Okay, now we got another minute.
Give it to me in 10 seconds. That was well done.
Now you can elaborate a bit.
Oh, well, there's nothing really more to say.
Oh, let's
Rob, I know you can't be kind. And Washington, D.C., thanks for those great number one ratings. Tomorrow, the Hotwire.com show, we will see you guys. And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Toodaloo.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.